What's popping, everybody? Thursday at the podcast with our most professional lineup of the week.
It's always such a challenge after that.
Not only is Mark here from Berkeley, Joe from St. Clair Shores, Jay from Plymouth, but Trudy from 94.7 WCSX.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
great to be here.
Trudy and Jim, 6 to 10, of course, tomorrow morning and Monday through Friday. I am Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike Podcast. Woo. And we're rocking today because Trudy did not come empty-handed. Trudy has brought us a very important phone number. The actual person.
Don't oversell it.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about? There's a ghost ship in Lake Superior.
Or Jesus.
Could be Jesus with a staff.
Or 100-foot Jesus.
How many views? I mean, this thing went terribly viral, right?
He said he had 1.2 million by the time he got up the next day.
That's from 2 days ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I like the ghost pirate ship theory, though.
Well, that's cool. But what about the Edmund Fitzgerald? What if it's the ghost of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Drew, that's brilliant, actually. If it's brought to the surface.
Has anyone talked to Lightfoot? Can he be consulted about this?
Lightfoot. Yeah, and he said he doesn't want to be called Lightfoot. And he hung up the phone.
Hey, I don't care what he says. His gym teacher used to say, give me 20, Lightfoot.
That's why he doesn't want to be called Lightfoot anymore. He likes Gordy.
Do we have a number for Lightfoot?
Okay?
Seriously?
What happened? Trudy's dying. Hey, Lightfoot.
Every so often I get excited and I inhale fluid. And realize I'm not aquatic.
Do we have a number for Lightfoot, possibly?
You know, it's funny. I just decided to see if I could. Well, remember, all my numbers are gone.
Yep, I know.
I've lost every phone number.
What happened?
For the layperson, basically, my phone was connected to the greater media server, and they wiped all the email, which was fine. And I finally got sick of it asking me for a password after 3 months. So I said, okay, no more Exchange server. And it just decided to take all my contacts with it, too. So I've been playing.
What the fuck?
I know. I've been playing this fun game of reading old texts and guessing who they're from, so I can restore them into my phone. It's been a fun 2 days.
It really fucking blows.
Yeah,
there's
but
your phone though. A lot of them are in the phone.
What's that?
You have a lot of numbers in your phone.
No, that's what I'm talking about. They're gone. They're off my phone. Everything I've added, no matter where I added
it. More than the other day.
Yeah. Well, wow. Everything. Everything that I've added since 2011 is gonski.
Oh, my God.
Joey should have a lot of it.
Well, I think Jay, because we managed to back up certain things.
Isn't it in the cloud?
Sure. Which cloud? Can you find it for me? The ghost ship cloud over Lake Superior?
Yes. There are lots of those.
No, but I think we might be able to recover at least some of them.
Oh, boy.
I know. Wow. Sucks.
Okay, anybody care to venture a guess as to will Donald Trump's victim total reach Cosby numbers?
No, never Cosby numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think it could get really crazy.
But Cosby started a lot earlier.
Do you count all of the people in the Little Miss Universe dressing room who are nude?
That's got to be some number has to be attached to that.
But you know what?
Yeah. Only one complained, but
although he didn't touch anyone that we know of.
No. I love that move. Anybody know where they're nude yet? They're nude. They're changing into their bikinis. Okay, I'm coming in.
Isn't there a difference?
That's nothing I haven't seen before.
I know. That makes. Okay. Well, in that case.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Isn't it a little ridiculous, though, to compare it to Cosby since Cosby drugged women?
Well, no, I'm just saying in terms of
pulled out
the total,
his dong.
Just in terms of a number.
A number?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, in that case, yeah, include the pageant women.
How many were
that's
there?
15. Four that said it happened, 11 said it didn't.
You know what bothered me in that new video that Time put out? I heard it again today.
What?
An octopus has 8 arms, not 6.
The famous video.
That's true.
That's what she says. He was like, an octopus with 6 arms all over me. I'm like, well, shouldn't it be 8?
Oh, she said that?
Yeah. So it's clear her claims are false.
She's 10
arms. That's horrible.
There should have been a correction in the paper or something.
Well, those are her words.
Who doesn't know that? I think she loses credibility
That's what I was saying. That proves it.
She's a world-class liar.
Trump's surrogate was on CNN last night. Did you hear her talking about it?
No, what'd she say?
Remember the Kellyanne? Black lady? No, Katrina, the communications director.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about...
She's not as good as Kellyanne. Kellyanne is killer.
Yeah, she really is.
She's really good at spinning, absolutely. This girl, not so much. And she was talking about the different kind of plane. She's like, well, we don't know if this is a DC-9, a DC-10.
L-10-11.
Yeah. And so she's like, half those planes weren't even servicing New York in that year. And people are laughing at her as she's saying this.
What's the point? What is she trying to say?
She's trying to say that they didn't have retractable
armrests. So the story can't be true.
For him to be octopusing her.
Can you believe that?
Say octopus,
Yeah, octopuses.
Seeing her.
I mean, you got to try. Throw whatever out there you can throw out there and see if it sticks.
That was kind of a...
Oh, Mindy, that's right. Mindy called back. Remember Mindy yesterday?
Who's Mindy?
Mindy?
We can call the first one, the octopus lady.
Oh, the octopus lady. Yeah, just to tell her that we don't want to talk about Trump.
Wait, which one is Mindy?
Mindy's the one in Florida who got goosed by the butthole.
Oh, yeah. She called back?
Well, kind of. Yeah, so Jake, you can explain. This just happened.
She got goosed by what?
By the butthole she got goosed. By Trump. This is the one in Florida.
You use the microphone. I'll use the megaphone.
Just basically, we get this call back in from this guy, and he's just like, yeah, you call me a number. You call me Mindy. You got the wrong number. Stop calling me. And then he just hangs up.
Mm.
Well, I think we should call him back.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. He got cut off and didn't know it.
You called me Mindy? What, he was offended? Femi or something?
All right. Do you want to, while we're
Mindy, you call back.
While we're dialing up Mindy, you want to hear from the Katrina Pearson, the spokesperson? On CNN?
Sure, yeah.
All right. And you can hear the guy clearly laughing at her.
They immediately pivot to something else. So my question to you is, do you believe Jessica Leed's account that this happened 30 years ago on an airplane?
Kind of weird, though.
I do not believe it at all. It is 100% patently false. And as I was saying, this is the exact same New York Times that tried the same stunt back in March. And then those women came forward and debunked that article. But this is why this story is particularly ridiculous, to answer your question more thoroughly. We're talking about the early 1980s, Don. Seriously? Back then, you had planes, what, a DC-9, a DC-10, an MD-80, 707, and maybe an L-1011? But she said specifically this was to New York, and this is what's important, because we can X out the L-1011 and the DC-10. Guess what? First-class seats have fixed armrests.
Whoa.
So what I can tell you about her story, if she was roped on a plane, okay. It wasn't by Donald
we'll
Trump,
we'll get our
it
aviation
wasn't
expert.
First class.
We'll
get our, one
we'll
down
get our
11
aviation
to go.
Expert here.
How
one down, 11 to go.
I know. That was a guy openly laughing at
it. Can we get a hold of Nance?
Oh,
the aviation
Nance?
Expert.
Oh, John Nance.
That would be funny as hell.
That could be really funny.
Except he probably wouldn't know armrest question.
Armrests.
He might be offended, which would be great.
He'd just start rambling about the cockpit, and the armrests in there.
Sounds like talking.
Let's try Mindy back.
You call me Mindy. You call me Mindy?
Could that be, I don't know, maybe it's her boyfriend. Or maybe it's...
It just showed up as Jane.
We need some Mindy music. Everyone knows it's Mindy.
Oh, that's a good one.
No Mindy music?
He has stormy eyes.
Any song about being...
Hello.
Hello, Mindy.
Motherfucker, stop calling my motherfucker.
Wait, Mindy. Wait, Mindy. Why are you using language like that? Is Mindy there? I'm sorry.
Get off my phone.
Hey, did you suck your dad's dick with that mouth? Come on now.
Bitch, get off my phone, bitch.
Sorry, I thought you were Mindy. What's with the strong language?
Mindy's your mom?
Oh. What a weak comeback, you idiot.
Then he hung
wait,
up.
Did we disconnect?
Yeah, we
disconnected.
Bye-bye.
What the
Mr.
hell?
Tough guy.
Get off the line like and think of another comeback.
I'm just going to flash every expletive. Okay, dude.
I've got to get a new service or something. Because
man.
I can't believe Mark. Every call we have seems to get disconnected.
Guns a-blazing.
Drew, are you going to teach him how to properly hang up a telephone?
Hopefully.
All right, call him back. Call him back. I would guess that a lot of people are calling him because of the number that pops up.
So
it's not just us.
Well, it's just weird that he called us back.
I'm recusing myself.
He's not going to answer. He's going to show the pussy that he is. He's really taking that shot, hit the engine room big time. Come on.
Who's on the phone?
Could you get your daddy on the phone?
Oh, there's my phone.
Okay. Okay, he's punting.
Oh, you puss.
Yeah, whatever.
Please leave your message for...
Hey, Mindy. What's going on? You big pussy? You can't answer the phone? What, we hit you too hard? Sorry about that. thought you were such a tough guy the way you came after us. Now you can't answer the phone. You ran out of comebacks, eh?
Pussy. Right.
We'll try you back when you're feeling a little, maybe after a couple drinks. Okay? Bye-bye.
When you're off your period.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
gross.
Oh!
It's Mindy.
Yeah, you're right, Trudy.
Who?
This is not Mindy.
Okay, so that's that.
Wow.
Let's see, how long till we have to call our ghost?
Somebody's calling.
Ship?
Oh, no. Oh. Is it Mindy?
Uh-oh.
It is.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, heads up.
Who is the woman who said,
hello?
Hung up.
You pussy.
Nice comeback.
Well, well, well.
And this guy needs to really learn how to use telephone.
He needs a dialing wand.
You know what really got buried in the new, like, Trump dump of information is the fact that he wanted O.J. Simpson to be on The Apprentice. Did you know that?
He wanted O.J. Simpson. Wow, that's hilarious.
How could O.J. Simpson be on The Apprentice when he was in prison?
This was 2008 when he was out and about. I think he said it on Stern. And NBC started freaking out. Like, no, you cannot have O.J. Simpson.
I thought he had supporters at NBC.
Yeah, you would think. Was it Ohlmeyer?
Yeah. No, he did. He actually had people that believed he did not commit the murders at NBC.
That's why Norm got fired.
NBC's starting to sound like a pretty twisted place, by the way.
Yep.
I mean, isn't this the story that's really buried the fact that they were playing God with the news?
Yeah. They're arranging the entire election around this.
Yeah.
Well,
they're trying to impact the election, and they're really trying to impact, well, the election and their ratings. Mm. I mean, I always thought that when news struck or you found you had news, you went with it. But no. Of course, I love that they lost the story, too. That the Washington Post nailed them.
You go, and go with it. Do you know what that sound is?
I didn't mean to make a fart sound effect, but
it's when you pull your butt cheeks apart when you're about to fart.
Is that a tactic?
Yeah, like you don't use it.
Well, if you've got pants on, it's a little difficult, but.
Lovely.
And if you're trying to avoid making a noise, then isn't the person you're avoiding the fart sound around going to notice you pulling your butt cheeks apart?
No.
Well, why would anyone try to stop the noise from occurring? That's the part I can't believe.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to wake somebody up with the powerful sound or something?
Of course.
Yeah,
Jessica,
courtesy.
Why are we calling Jessica Leeds?
That's the octopus.
Oh.
The six-arm octopus.
I don't know. I don't want to make fun of her. It sounds like we're beating her up. Over the octopus thing. I just know somebody will get really pissed.
We say we're marine biologists.
Why don't we just dial up Mindy and her and let those two figure it out?
Oh, Mindy and... Yeah, you don't have two lines, unfortunately. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Have Mindy and Jessica go at it. Jessica can stand up for herself. Well, you know, wait. The weirdest, by far, the weirdest thing... I mean, this completely obliterates the six-arm octopus... Is her saying, hey, when he was rubbing my titties, that was okay. But when he went down below, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that not surprise you a little bit?
Wait, she said it was okay to be up top?
Yeah, she said being felt up, that's cool. But when he went down below, then that was what freaked her out.
Yeah, well.
She draws a line at the genitals.
How is all that activity going on in first class of a major
airline? That's what I said. Nobody notices this? Nobody else?
Yeah.
Nearby?
Don't they watch, like, Hawks there, just in case somebody from business class tries to butt in?
They're too busy watching that.
I know. Isn't the curtain just the most... Isn't that the
snotty.
Ugliest thing in class warfare?
Depends what side you're on.
Well, true, of course, but rarely, if ever, am I on the right side, the good side.
That's the audio, if you
want to
hear it.
Audio. Oh, yeah.
Of her.
Let's play it.
To go over. It's been... somewhat unnerving since
I think it's pretty far
Friday,
in
to be rehashing it so many times, but I'm going to. And
see
that is he was
home?
Like an octopus. It was like he had six arms. He was all over the place. If he had stuck with the upper part of the body, I might not have gotten that upset. But it's when he started putting his hand up my skirt, and that was it.
Likes being felt
that
up.
That was it. I was out.
So in other words, she was digging Trump. He just
word.
Moved too fast.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that's it. Maybe if he would have waited five more minutes.
Yeah, things were going a little too fast and freaked her out a little bit.
Maybe she's got a mess down there.
Maybe she was on her period.
That's true. She wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have a giant, bush, porno bush.
Back
or something.
Then,
back then, it's probably it
was retro, retro bush. I mean,
gross.
So, by the way, I texted you yesterday to tell you Jennifer Connelly. You know, used to.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful, actually.
Not that bush.
Well, she had one made for this movie that she's in, where she has to do full frontal, and it's the '60s.
She's doing full frontal.
I guess
she's done it before.
She's nude.
After all, she did ass in that one.
Yeah.
Movie,
oh, right? I know. And Requiem for a Dream. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's right.
Wild
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, God, that got big applause when she said, you know, in Requiem for a Dream, I was nude, but in this one, I had to have a merkin made, and she was going into quite a bit of detail, and then she showed a picture that she did, a selfie with it in front of the lens.
What? Oh, okay.
I'm going to be sick.
It's pretty kind of graphic because you know where it's supposed to be. And so it's.
Disgusting. Well, isn't she wild?
Right. But she was talking how, you know, how lovingly it was crafted and they had to.
And how much she liked how it looked. So she's going to grow everything out now.
It's just weird, you know? I mean, that whole premise, that idea.
A huge bush or merkin?
Why can't they do that in After, you know, like just
it is CGI
draw it in.
I know. It is funny that grooming has changed so much that they actually have to create these merkins for anything that's, you know, a movie that's shot in the 70s that has nudity in it.
They feel compelled that, oh, the audience will be complete. They won't. It'll spoil the illusion if we see, you know.
Yeah, it couldn't just be some chick that was ahead of her time and shaved.
Right.
That's not possible. Nobody did that.
See,
nobody.
She had a bush in Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, so it's not her first rodeo, then.
Did they show Major Bush in that movie?
I'm looking at it right now.
Really? Let me see. Yeah,
no boobs, though. She left her bra on, her sports bra.
What the fuck? She's got a great rack, too. Mark, I don't see any bush.
Well, I know. They're doing the... There it is. See? It's between the legs.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Wow. Huh. Okay.
It's a pretty big old bush.
She speaks at length about it on Kimmel, and I think he seemed uncomfortable, if that's possible.
It's a big bush. My friends, it's a big bush.
It was probably authentic then.
What about The Hot Spot? You like that movie, don't you, Drew?
It's a great movie, but I don't think there's the same amount of bush.
On the skin, there was bush.
Was there a big bush?
This is the description. Jennifer first bares her butt from afar while sunbathing with Deborah Cole, then offers up the best ever look at a perfect pair ever to be caught on film. Do not miss this.
Great rack. No, she got a Mondo rack, but I was not aware of bush. There's no bush in that movie, right?
It says bush. Does that not say bush right there?
In the Hot Spot, there's bush.
Yeah. Right butt, bush. Mm-hmm.
She is pretty.
Wow. Yeah, she really... Very pretty. How old is she?
She's got a little hair.
I mean, full frontal at this point everywhere. Of her seems a bit surprising.
She looked all of 30, but I know she's older than that. So
really? Isn't that good?
Mm. She's in, I don't know what movie she's in. I wasn't paying any attention to that.
You just knew there was a huge merkin.
Wow. What's that, Chad? The Dreamers 2003? Jeez. I saw some movie not too long ago where...
She's 45.
Wow.
She wasn't nude, but she...
She was, she was, I think, in a shirt that was kind of revealing, and it looked like her rack was missing. It was weird. It was like, what, did she have a reduction done or something?
Okay.
She's really skinny, so she might
I think she lost a lot of weight. I think you're right.
Weight. Yeah.
Look at that rack. What is it? What movie, Jay?
The Dreamers. It's Eva Green.
Good God.
Remember, she had a bush.
That is it. Yeah, that's...
that's some serious...
Bush. How many movies has she shown bush in?
A lot. So maybe it's her trademark, like Hanks.
Yeah. Taking a whiz in movies?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Hey, somebody edited all his whizzes together. It's on the internet now. You can watch all the whizzes.
Somebody related to our show?
No. Some other internet website, yeah.
Someone else knows about that?
So now someone, and you're not going to get credit for it now, Drew.
Well, that blows.
Said that years ago.
I mean, we did. We discovered that a long time ago.
Let me see if I can find it.
If you weren't in on the discovery, Tom Hanks urinates in virtually every movie he's in. Why? I have no idea. We asked, who was it that asked his son? Did Mike or I ask him?
Colin Hanks. You did, I believe.
Yeah, and he was kind of, I don't know, he acted like kind of a dick about it. like we were off the track or making it up.
Maybe he didn't know.
I don't think he did.
Oh.
But I feel like there's got to be something to this. I mean, how many movies call for you to urinate?
Not that many. You don't. It's not an. It wasn't intrinsic
uncommon.
To the storyline in any of them, was it? Really?
Well, the Green Mile it was, because wasn't he pissing razor blades?
Yeah. Jay has the whole cut. I was laughing, too, because when I pulled it up on my computer, it started with a Jack Reacher around, Jack Off Reacher around. That League of Their Own? Yeah.
Is this?
Oh, yeah.
League of Their Own, yeah.
League of Their Own.
What movie is that?
Is that The Terminal?
I gotta pay.
Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, Forrest Gump.
Victor. Oh, I need your help.
He's sitting on the toilet there. What movie was that?
Toilet.
Oh, it's too bad we can't demonstrate this on TV.
Oh, yeah, he peed in his suit in Apollo 11.
Yeah.
Do something, mate. Castaway.
Yep.
I think that was a dump.
I think so, too.
Does
that
count?
We count that? I don't know.
3 Mile. Again.
This is a bummer.
Blatantly.
Here it comes. Constellation Urine.
Urine.
Oh.
He said Urine.
He did say Urine.
What the hell is that?
That's the only other person I know.
Dr. Nancy Hartrick's been stolen from.
Wow. Huh. It's so obvious. How does this kid not know this?
Maybe very observant.
It's a big Hank secret.
What about Sully Sullenberger?
Oh, Sully?
Hey, but he peed his pants when
Sully's,
he almost crashed the plane.
Sully's too pure to urinate.
Boy, that was a good pee.
That was in all of it. They had a bachelor party.
Oh, did he piss in bachelor party? He does?
Every movie.
Yeah, every movie. Did he pee in Big?
Oh, he had to.
Big?
Didn't he pee right when he turned big, when he woke up that morning, because then he sees himself in the mirror?
Wow. This is nuts. So bizarre. I mean, it seems like at the beginning, maybe it's coincidental, but something's got to be going on later.
What would your movie trademark be if you were to have one?
Masturbating.
Somehow it would make
every
sense.
Episode, right.
I have to think about that.
Caught.
All right. Is it almost time to call our our ghost shipman? This guy took a video of what he calls a ghost ship in Lake Superior. It's something, I don't know, Trudy, what do you see when you look at it?
I see Lake Superior fog, and through the fog there's something out there, and it could be anything. But some people think it's like a 50-foot Jesus.
With a staff.
Yeah.
There's no
walking
Jesus.
Across
I know.
Lake Superior.
Yeah.
1.2 million people have, it's clearly gone viral.
Right.
In just a couple days. And I mean, the numbers are climbing as we speak. But the thing is, he says that after 20 minutes, it disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could it be that there was a fairly large ship that had a wide, I don't know, something wide that makes it appear wide, and it just drove away after a while?
There is no God.
Except it doesn't.
Yes, it drove away.
Does it look like a ship to you at all?
No.
Not really.
But someone thought they saw a giant pirate ship. So
that is cool.
Oh my God, people are dumb.
I know, people are nuts.
It looks like it could be, if it was anything, if it was a ship, I see what would be maybe a giant sail, like an old ship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How do you see this if you want to look for it online? Of course, we'll have the link.
It's Ghost Pirate Ship on Lake Superior. Or Ghost Ship.
Okay. And who are we calling? Who's this dude?
Jason.
Jason?
Jason.
Asselin.
Asselin.
Jason. Already?
Jason. He's a good guy, though. He really is.
So you talked to him on CSX?
No, I just talked to him this morning, setting this up. Hey, Jason.
Back in sloppy seconds.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Jason. Trudy just started laughing, unfortunately.
Hi, Jason.
How are we doing? Good. It's Drew, Mark, and Trudy, and you sound really intense. Have things gotten pretty serious the last couple of days with this discovery?
It's been getting a little intense since I woke up this morning.
because of how stupid it is, or what?
Mark.
Right. That's about half the comments, but you know what? if anything, it's advertising.
For the end,
Michigan,
Mark. Jeez.
And, gets people here. So, Detroit.
How many views?
You know,
yeah, that's okay.
How many views so far?
Let me jump over to my Facebook page. The last time I looked at it, I was looking at about 1.9 million.
1.9 million. Oh, my God.
And actually, right now, it's going viral in Russia.
Wow.
That's pretty weird.
Now it's, I know it hit the big time.
What is
apparently
the most...
Apparently, the Ruskies have nothing better to do but watch the Upers, so I don't know.
Spying on us.
What is the most common... what's the most common thing people seem to believe it is? Besides
well,
people saying it
is... locally tells me I'm an idiot, and if I believe it was a ghost ship, then apparently I belong on it.
Okay, let's eliminate all the people who think you're an idiot, and the people who think it's something, what do they think it is?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Actually, there are some separate crowds right now because of this video. You have your UFO believers who think it's a ship coming out of the water, and I've seen multiple posts and articles on that. Mm. Some believe, on your religious side, it's Jesus walking across Lake Superior with a staff in his hand.
Huh.
Which, again, I guess if you want to believe that. And other ones are talking about the Flying Dutch or Duchess or whatever the heck that is. And,
what about the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Fitzgerald.
Right, or the Fitzgerald. Well, the Fitzgerald would have been about 100 miles, I think, to the east of where I was.
So geographically incorrect.
Well, I mean,
you know, Lake Superior is a
ghost ship.
But
does it have to be in the same place where it went down with a ghost ship? Is that how the rules work?
Well,
I don't know.
Weird, you know, what was really weird is I was out there with a musician from the Detroit area, Kevin B. Klein. And he's the one who actually pointed out to me and said, dude, what is that out there? And kind of like a little fog kind of rolled out, and there it was. And
well, it is really.
I couldn't explain it to him.
Jason, it's really strange. I have to admit, I'm one of the most skeptical people with stuff like this, but there is something there. What is it?
Right.
What?
Right. You know, everybody local keeps telling me it was this lighthouse located some miles out.
That makes sense.
I don't know if I can believe that. But
it's so far away to be so big at such a distance is what's confounding.
Yeah, but there's water and reflections and things get magnified or,
science
guy. Plus, a White House, there's two.
Okay, it's a ghost ship.
There's not just a White House because there's two things there. It's a White House and something else.
Maybe it's a double reflection.
A lighthouse.
A double rainbow?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And people are going, well, it's a ship. And I'm going, well, unless that ship, if you were standing next to it, it'd probably be like a mile into the sky. So I don't think so.
Yeah, that's really strange. Has anyone been in contact with Gordon Lightfoot to get his thoughts on this?
Right. I found my video on the Weather Channel this morning. They were talking about it and explaining it as a weather phenomenon and this and that.
Was it Roker? Who was talking about it?
No, Weather Channel.
I'm not even sure who it was, right? But, I mean, CNN, Fox News, I mean, they're all sharing it and using it around now. Russia Today, which is RT, they own a bunch of them. Arabic stations, even. It's literally gone. It blew up.
Maybe it's their submarine.
What did the weather...
Well, my wife keeps telling me, hopefully Ellen DeGeneres is seeing this, and maybe she'll put me on the show and buy me a new van. It's a really neat one.
I know. She puts anybody on the show and then gives them prizes for no reason.
I mean,
this deserves a prize for no reason.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a pretty incredible night. Now, I took these guitars from the Detroit area. Now, like I said, bear country. There's a rumor, possibly, I don't know, that they walked around the car and peed around it to keep the bears away from us because we slept at a wayside.
I'm so lost.
Maybe I was a little overboard. But, it was a fun night, and I really give them a show of their life.
We're talking to Jason, who took a video of a very strange phenomenon in Lake Superior. It's big. It's clearly large, whatever it is. If it's a reflection, it's a large reflection. If it's Jesus walking with a staff, Jesus is huge.
Yeah, he is. Proud of him.
If it's a ship, it's a huge ship. When, for example, the Weather Channel, a credible outlet, certainly, when they're looking at this thing and they're talking about it, what did they suggest? Or did they make a suggestion?
They talked about some sort of a weather reflection phenomenon I think was warm air over cold air and this and that. But
air doesn't have a
good job, nerds.
Color or definition.
Yeah, air's not that big.
Exactly.
Air's not that
way
big.
Too scientific for me.
That's huge.
I'd like to think of it as the big alien coming out of the ground, or the what they say, there was a video of Bigfoot or something just not too long ago from this area.
Absolutely. I saw that. I saw that on MLive. Yeah, did you see that, Mark? That Bigfoot video?
Yeah.
It looks like there's something weird there.
Mark's lowest moment.
Dude, yeah, it's a bear or a person walking.
A person walking with its hairy all around?
No, they had a, well, they had a sweatshirt on, a hoodie.
Just here in the last year, a few years, the DNR admitted to cougars running around the area. And, you know, honestly, I've been seeing cougars for quite some time.
Mm. Oh, and they denied that for years, didn't they?
Well, they hang out at all the bars. I mean, you can't deny that.
Oh, hey.
Sucked you in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a rim shot.
Yeah, I'm actually laughing.
This is
for
a rock
real.
Station, oh. Right? I mean, I can do that.
Of course. No, you can do anything. You can swear.
Now, really? Jason, you have like a regular YouTube channel then?
Yeah, I've got about 1,500 videos since 2007.
What?
And,
wait, what kind of videos?
My highest viewed video on YouTube, well, up until this morning, was at 1.3 million hits. It took me 3 years to get that high.
And what was that?
And this video.
What was that video, Jason?
That one was of a snowmobile hill climb. During the wintertime, I film snowmobiles. I travel all
Let's
over Michigan
looks.
And lower Michigan and... a lot of the videos I film are drag race videos.
We're looking at it right now as you make your way up the mountain. I think, is that the one with 1.2? Yeah, 1.3, 1.4 million 1.3. Views almost.
That looks like a blast.
Right.
Wow, that is very cool.
To be quite honest with you, anybody that rides a snowmobile and has seen that video.
There goes Jason.
Will tell
he's
you,
off the snowmobile.
Ever.
The snowmobile is falling down the hill.
Out of the way.
Whoa. He's going to try it again, it looks like.
Yeah, there's I've got so many different videos like that on there. It's just, if you like snowmobiles, that's the place to
there
go.
There goes Jason up the mountain once again after the first disaster.
Travis. You know, they got my snowmobile videos got so popular that I had to start a Facebook page called Just Snowmobiles. We're at about, I think, 27,
he's off the snowmobile. The snowmobile's driving itself.
It's a ghost snowmobile. It goes down a jump.
There you go.
Wow.
Man, this is, YouTube should be all about ghosts.
Right.
Well, there's a nice production effect there with the fade out. That was cool.
Yeah, did you add any star wipes?
But I mean, yeah. I mean, that was 2014, and it took me 2 years to get that. So,
wow.
I had another video shortly after that of a Marine escort that was coming home. I ride with the Michigan Patriot Guard, and oftentimes we put our motorcycle. I don't ride a motorcycle. I fly a big American flag underneath my above my van.
Well, let's not talk. That video's not as much fun to make fun of. Can't make fun of that video.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
cool.
it's a great opportunity to show off our American veterans and
this is a
give
this,
tribute. So.
This video is actually fun to watch because I can't believe you're going to make it up this mountain.
Right?
You never do you?
Am I right or wrong?
There was two people that actually made it up, and it was the one and only time they had a hill climb on that hill. It's sitting right next to the ski jump we have in town here, the Pine Mountain Ski Jump. It's kind of like right alongside of it where they did it, and unfortunately, they think that they possibly damaged the hill a little bit, and they didn't want to risk that anymore. So,
sorry to hear that.
Huh.
But anyway, there's a lot of other cool hill climbs and good videos, the drag races.
Oh, and this rider is down, down on his side.
But yeah, I'm just floored. In 72 hours, this video is going to cross 2 million hits.
Wow.
Amazing.
Now, can you capitalize on it? Can you financially get anything out of this? Do you have ads? Like, when do ads kick in?
I got ads on there. It's monetized.
Really?
Just, starting
just like our podcast.
The first waves kind
Not
of.
Quite.
Right. I've been approached by multiple viral video companies offering to take care of the video, as they say, you know?
Yeah.
Give me 60%, keep 40%. And I said, no, thank you.
Yeah, you're not going to get ripped off 40%. That's crap.
Well, see, now, if you guys want to
get
play
off the
that
podcast,
video somewhere,
podcast
they would charge
yesterday.
You money to do it.
when you say monetized, by the way, was that you make a living with your YouTube channel? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I quit my job over 2 years ago and started kind of semi-reporting the news locally here. I don't call myself a reporter, more of a citizen journalism sort of thing.
What?
And I've gotten more into
stuff
locally, so...
Wait, were you actually a reporter before?
No, I did a little CNN iReporting back around 2008, 2010.
CNN reporting?
iReporting is when anybody can just
political.
Send in their video.
Oh, okay, so...
Citizen report.
Did you have any training
for
that reporting?
I was one of those people willing to talk shit about Obama on, on video with my face and American flag in the background, and they were more than willing to post my views on CNN. So,
did you have any journalism? Did you go to take any journalism courses, for example, or did you just kind of wing it?
No.
So what's the job you quit to do this?
Yeah, they'll help us know.
Gosh, I had to think what my last, I think my last job was working at Wendy's as a manager.
Oh.
I agree.
Really?
When I realized that, when I realized my employees were making 50 cents under me and I had been there over 2 years, I thought,
what?
This is just not the right
job.
They
always say, people always say, hey, there's always jobs at Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, and you can work your way up to manager. But if you work your way up to manager, you make less money?
Well, you know what? A manager in Ironmouth, Michigan gets paid probably $9 an hour.
Oh, boy.
Man, I don't know how you afforded that snowmobile.
Right, right. Luckily for me, I just hold the camera and do all the hard work.
So, Jason, I noticed that I'm reading some of the comments on the unedited footage, and I noticed that you did too because you commented back to some people. Did you read all the comments, and how many negative comments are there?
A lot.
Did you there's the one guy that's ragging you saying you needed a tripod.
You know, I think the one-minute video right now has 2,000 thumbs down and 1,200 up.
What?
It's a good idea to read all those.
No,
I do read a lot of them, and it is kind of, it gets
Is he popping off
and,
back at him, Mark?
He's replied to a few, nothing, no pop offs that I've seen.
Yeah, you know, here is an awesome statistic for you,
and
it works across the board. If somebody does not like your video and they think it's absolutely fake and the stupidest thing in the world, they will tell 100 people. They'll post it 100 different places.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Somebody likes your video and they think, wow, that's really cool, they're going to share it once to their Facebook page and go, hey, check this out.
So
realistically, people who hate it are making it viral for me. So thank you very much. Keep sharing it.
Jason, I'm really bummed that you didn't reply to the reply to you on this one when RocketPig200 says, fake! And then you wrote, as you, LOL. And then the chicken quack responds, what the fuck was that comeback?
Wow, sounds like she was reeling.
Get back on there, Jason,
well, you know,
and tell the chicken.
You know, what's funny is I didn't realize people like you were reading those comments. So,
yeah, he reads them all.
There's nothing worse in the world than YouTube comments.
There's only like 900 on that one video. Yeah.
The comments are generally better than videos in most cases, although probably not in this case.
YouTube is the worst commenters, though.
Oh, are they?
Oh, my God. They're vicious.
I think this is a legitimate mystery. I think it's damn fascinating. So, amen.
Yeah. 2 years ago, they would have got under my skin. Right now, I'm just sitting back, relaxing, well, trying to relax. And
Jason, what gave you the thick skin you're known for now?
Probably all the hate comments locally around town that, you know, I stick my nose where it probably doesn't belong half the time, but...
Really? Such
amazingly,
as...
I on my Facebook page, I figured out two-thirds are women. I couldn't figure that out, why two-thirds were women fans of mine, and...
Hot.
Are you hot?
Yes, they talk the most shit.
Oh, really?
Married and untouchable, but I guess that's cool.
Oh, well, is there a photograph of you in some state of undress or something on the site?
What?
That the women are digging?
With comments?
Looking for that, no.
If you post one, whether it's you or not, the women won't post all those hateful comments.
Well, there's Jason with that big beard. I see it.
Here's another comment.
I still have that big beard, too. My wife hasn't seen my face in 2 years.
Really? Well... who knows?
I told her it's going to snow in this winter, so I got to keep the face warm.
What's that T-shirt say? Do you ever get the feeling that you're being watched? Because if it's bothering you, I'll stop.
That's a
weird. Yeah.
Cryptic.
you like that, eh?
What? No, it's cool. Very. It's just a lot of reading for one shirt. But can I ask? You know, with this viral video, I mean, clearly this is you've really reached a new peak here. What's next for Jason?
I don't know. That's like, how do I top that? You know, where do I go from here?
That's why
I
asked.
I think the thing that started off with this recording artist from Nashville and indie singer, I mean, who knows where it goes from here? Maybe Kid Rock wants to come up here and go tour the EP with me. That'd be great. Otherwise,
he's not busy.
You know, I know some good remote locations where there ain't a lot of people if you want privacy. So
really?
Well, we'll pass along to him for sure. Not making any promises, but...
That's right.
Is the ghost ship video going to be in the video that you just produced for the artist?
We were talking about that. We're not really sure.
It should be.
If for as viral as this video seems to be going, why not? Because what part of that video aren't you going to recognize now?
Jason, this one commenter wants to know, why did the video stop? I would have filmed until my phone died or it went away.
It wasn't any, it wasn't. I filmed so many different videos that it didn't really make a lot of difference. The sun set, and we looked back, and it was gone. But
and what about this other one that said, it's just a whale's boner?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Not a lot of whales out there. Somebody thought it was an oil platform out there drilling for oil. And
yeah, you replied to that one.
No.
No, your reply was, on Lake Superior? Don't think so! Exclamation point.
Right.
Yeah. But his, honestly, his comment was more annoying because it was, bro, that's an oil rig thing.
Bro. I do enjoy replying that disappears? Back to people as an ignorant ass.
It's got to be Evan Fitzgerald.
It's definitely bringing the idiots out of the everywhere.
That's right.
Well, Jason, congratulations on your viral video, and we'll continue to try and solve this mystery along with everyone else. And let us know if you find anything out.
Appreciate it.
About your ghost
chip. I will definitely share that video to you guys when it is out and produced and going viral, hopefully it's all.
And we'll certainly
the music video I'm talking.
Yeah.
We'll pass everything along to Kid Rock as well. We've got some pretty good contacts in there. Let's see. Who knows? Cool. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, you never did know.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, nice talking to you.
Yep,
see ya.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you, man.
Bye-bye.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Oh, come
on. Said rock on, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a rocker. Jason is a rocker.
I had somebody tell me that at a store that I was checking out. And the
rock
guy said,
on?
Okay, rock on.
Oh, that's awesome. Like,
where did that come from, though? It's
like, pretty intense.
It is very intense.
Whoa. Well, speaking of rocking, Corey Feldman was rocking today's show again. This is so funny. Now, we really did something awful to our podcast listeners a couple months ago, or a month ago or so, when we played the Corey Feldman song that he played on today's show because
it
included some of the most outrageous dancing, outrageous, dumbest, cringy, I don't know how else to describe it. It was so weird and stupid. And that song, there it is. The song will stick with you.
Channel 4's using it in their promos, finally.
Are they?
Yeah, seriously.
Let's go for
it. They're using it for their Thanksgiving Day Parade, America's Thanksgiving Day Parade promo.
Well, are they giving Corey Feldman credit?
Yeah, he's making money off of it.
Excellent. Well, Corey was lambasted for the... Trudy just left the podcast for 20 seconds to get a chocolate chip cookie.
The best part about it, she got a paper plate to put it on.
She did.
The green room is restocked.
Oh, my God.
For the first time, Jay came in with handfuls of stuff yesterday. Man, what all did you get, Jay? Mostly sweets?
Pretty much.
Snacks?
Chips, yeah.
Tons.
Well, all it's going to require is one Tom Mazaway visit. It'll be severely depleted. Thank God. Wait, was Mazaway?
He was here yesterday.
He was available to go after it.
We attacked it.
Yeah, he put a dent in it.
He did.
Good thing he's going to the marathon this weekend, right?
To work it off, yeah.
Where does he eat all this food? Because he wasn't eating it in here. Was he just stuffs his face in the green room and then comes back?
Like a chipmunk.
I don't blame him, but I just really wasn't even aware that he went after the green room supplies.
No, he was.
I thought he was very sweet, sticking up for people at the tables when he was a dealer.
I know. Maz will stick up for anyone.
Everyone.
It's like a knight in shining armor.
Oh, man.
Huggable. Another human hug.
He
That's
is.
Bullshit.
You know, Maz actually, I think, has something in common with Ken Bone in that he doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
Bullshit.
Like Ken Bone.
Oh, he's got plenty of mean bones in his body.
Well,
asshole.
Here and there. But generally speaking, he will stand up for anyone, and he is. He's just a good guy. He's a nice guy.
Damn it.
Okay, Corey Feldman. So he performs this stupid song from his new LP, which no one cares about, of course.
Which he dedicated to his grandfather, Corey Haim, Michael Jackson, and Magnificent the Magician.
I know. As if anyone wanted that dedicated, that piece of shit song dedicated
They're
to
all
them.
Dead.
Exactly.
Jeez.
And the dancing was, you could never get past the dancing to take the song seriously in the first place.
No.
And then, of course, you got lambasted, just lambasted online. It was brutal. The brutality cannot even be measured. It was so bad.
Huh.
The comments were horrific, and he was crying his eyes out. Within hours, he was bawling his eyes out. And then we hear the next day that one of the angels, because isn't it Corey Feldman and the Angels?
Yeah, the Feld Angels.
Yeah, the girls. He's got all female players playing, you know, bass guitar, lead guitar.
He's Prince.
Something like that, yes.
Oh, boy.
He left a voicemail for one of the angels who did not make the trip to the Today Show.
Which is ironic because it sounded like he was bullying her.
Yeah,
He's very mad about being bullied, yet he turned right around and bullied one of his angels.
Threatened her.
Crystal, it's Corey. I'm wanting to believe that this is a joke. You got to be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no human being on this earth
would
be selfish enough and egotistical enough and fucked up in the head enough to fuck friends over like this at the last minute. Like, you know that I spent real money, and you know that I'm struggling.
Real money.
You know how hard it has been to get to this point. And, like,
Especially no person would
do this to another group of people that they call friends unless you're, like, a soulless, careless, like, inhumane fucking piece of shit.
Or embarrassed to be on national TV with you.
For all fucking practical purposes, that this is a fucking elaborate joke, and that you're going to call and say that this was all a joke, or you were just playing, or something. Because if I don't fucking hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Whoa. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to LA, because you'll never get another gig in that fucking town. Ever. Mud. Like, I will fucking make sure everybody knows what a piece of shit you are. Okay? Cool, Pete.
Or she'll just release that, so you don't have to tell anybody, Corey.
I love that. That everyone will know what a piece of shit you are.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds almost as tough as our Mindy.
Yeah, he does sound like Mindy a little bit. He didn't swear as much, but yeah. Wow.
Oh, is that funny? And of course, she was not on the Today Show broadcast today as he made a reappearance on the show.
Why did that happen?
They invited him back because he was so brutalized. They felt that he deserved another chance to redeem himself. I don't know. Isn't that sort of the reason, Mark?
Yeah, it's an anti-bullying stance. Because,
apparently,
once again, any band that would be on that would get ridiculed would be welcome back.
Any.
And doesn't he realize how the advantage he has because he was in all those movies to even be on in the first place? The music's not very good.
I think he expects that.
And the dancing would never get on.
But
in
the interview, he compares himself to Kiss and Nirvana first starting out. Corey's been making music for a few years.
Oh, yeah. No, he sucks. He's terrible.
Thank you. That's kind
of horrible.
Drew, you're bullying him.
But it's so funny what he says in this interview, and you'll hear it here. He's trying to reinvent history, I guess reinvent history is the best way to put it. Or revise history by suggesting that somehow everyone didn't get it, but anyway, we'll just play the interview. Here's Corey with Tamron Hall on the Today Show this morning. And I noticed they put him in the 9 o'clock hour instead of the 7 to 9 prime time, by the way.
Last time, yeah. He's dressed like an angel. He's not wearing his dark stuff. Right.
Oh, he's wearing the dumbest outfit.
They're replaying it from last time.
Oh, my God.
Well, as you know, Corey Feldman became a household name in the 80s, starring in classic films like Goonies.
He paused for a second.
By Me, but lately
Trudy, how do you describe his outfit?
The current one or the one that he was
wearing? The current one and then the previous one.
Well, the hoodie one, I think he thinks he's Eminem in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, except Eminem would never look that stupid. And in the current one, he thinks he's David Bowie.
I think it's a metaphor for good and evil.
Because he's wearing like a gold.
Dark and light.
It's glam.
Yeah.
It's clearly glam.
Yeah.
The top. And yes, I call it a top when he wears it. Not a shirt. It's a top.
Yeah, I didn't see it all, though, but it just looked like he was wearing something gold.
It's gold and sparkly. It zips up in the front.
Oh, my God.
Like a spring jacket or something.
And designs his wardrobe.
I think he does.
Yeah.
If I'm guessing. And then he's got a hood on again.
Oh, okay, good.
Angels are still wearing the same outfit, though.
He's been in the headlines for his music career and a performance he did right here on Today just a few weeks ago. Corey and his band performed his latest single, Go For It, and the segment instantly went viral. No exaggeration there. Being tweeted, shared, and written about endlessly online. It's even become the year's most watched Today.
No.
Written about endlessly because it sucks.
Boom, take that. So Corey is back.
Take that. Take that because it was terrible.
That's why he moved to the 9 o'clock hour when less people are watching.
From his new double CD, Angelic to the Core. Hey, Corey, good to see you.
Hello, and thank you so much for all the love and support. We love you. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Listen, you know, we were reading some of these tweets, and they bordered on just awful.
Insanity.
Yeah. But what people didn't know, you were hearing from a lot of people.
Eyeliner.
Pink.
Yeah, Pink, Kesha, Miley Cyrus, Paris Jackson.
Jackson's daughter reached out to him.
Whoa, stop the presses. Paris Jackson reached out to him.
Whoa, in between suicide attempts.
her dad molested you, by the way.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And she was lovely.
He groomed
young
him.
Girl.
When did you realize that it was all noise and you needed to be true to you?
You know what? A friend of mine...
She states that like it's a fact.
Mine, his name is Brian McMullen, and he was on the phone with me. I was all depressed and I was crying, and he said, think of it this way. When Kiss first started, when Eminem first started, when Nirvana first started, all got hate. People were turning them off at the radio stations. People were walking off the dance floor at the clubs because it didn't make sense to them at that time.
Wrong.
But those all became amazing legends.
He's ahead of his time. He's ahead of his time, just like Nirvana.
You know what? You're right. A lot of people get hate in the beginning because we're doing something new. It hasn't been done before. But it's all about innovation and being an artist, and we can't be afraid to share our art.
What's he doing that's new?
His first album came out 22 years ago.
This song, by the way, is for America. We are at a time right now
where
the world needs to focus really on peace and love and tolerance, especially with all the bullying. So this is about the government. This is about the race. This is about the United States.
There you go.
Peace.
Trying to get him.
Corey's comeback.
Get on with
it. Go ahead, Corey.
That stupid album cover.
Ugh. Oh, my God. The angels are, were they putting out a fire?
No, they're pulling him out from hell.
Oh, I see. Sorry. How could I not know that?
I don't know his art. True. More dancing.
Corey's not facing these guys. Back to the crowd. Wait, turn around.
That? He's doing like a fish thing with his hands. It's a reverse moonwalk. Staring out the window, caught inside a dream. Ignorance is blissful, old, feeling quite serene. He's staring at the camera. Doesn't mean it's not happening. Just means I turned it off. If I can't stop all the pain of the lives that are being lost. And I pray we refrain from winning at any cost. Whoa! Jackson moves. Take a stand.
Yeah. Is this by any stretch of the imagination good?
It's better than the last one, though.
That's right. It sucks.
Yeah, it's better than the last one. I agree.
That's the genius of Corey. He lowered the bar so low. It had to be better. What? Watching all the lives we've lost, wondering who's right. Guess it doesn't matter now. I still can't stop the fight. Yeah! Whoa!
Oh, he took his hood off! He threw it on the ground!
He's taking his jacket off. He's sipping. Just to give the
world one more chance. Yeah. Oh, what's under it?
Peace sign.
He's doing the Thriller dance there.
Just
get up
off the ground and take a stand.
Yeah!
Oh, pulled his hair out of his ponytail. Hair's flying all over.
He has Michael Jackson hair, too.
Yes, he does.
What did his hair look like last time?
That.
Did it?
Stringy and weird, though. Weird.
Somehow. God, he has to have really long songs too. They're not only horrible, they're long.
Yeah. A tempo change. Some ooh-hoos. It's the worst guitar solo ever.
By one of the angels.
The hook is not as good.
No.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
Hey, stop bullying him.
And endless.
Stop. Oh, it's on the ground, literally? Oh no, I thought he got...
Well, he went to the ground so he could get off the ground. Literally. Up with people.
That's right, it sucks.
Thank you so much, and we want to let you know that Corey
exclusive essay for us addressing his critics. What? Go to our website, today.com.
Why has he got the flag?
You did it! You did your comeback!
God bless you.
We are back.
Stop encouraging him.
On NBC.
I know, doesn't that suck? Wouldn't it be nice if like Trump was hosting and was like, Corey, that was a total disaster. I mean, they're misguiding him. They're leading him to believe that there's some future with this horrible music.
Oof.
I mean, Cameron, obviously you can't tell him it sucks, but to act like...
That's right,
great,
it sucks.
This great comeback, like he's redeemed himself with that piece of shit song. Come on.
They might as well schedule the third appearance after he gets bullied for this one.
Yeah, what are the comments so far?
Oh boy, let's see. Should I search? Maybe I'll search him on Twitter.
And will they have to? They'll have to do a third one, won't they?
Yeah, because people are bullying him for this.
Yep.
Wow. He's the one who sucks.
And I'll watch it. We'll make fun of it.
And make fun of it.
Yeah. Sure we will. Of course.
The hood dramatically.
Right now, love right now.
The jacket, yeah. Unzipped dramatically.
Off the ground.
And then let his hair down.
He definitely has a knack for hooks, clearly.
It's funny.
He remembers hooks.
Just write hooks.
Billy Bush on suicide watch after learning Corey Feldman's good enough for the Today Show, but he isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So there's one tweet. Leave Corey Feldman alone.
Leave Corey Feldman alone.
Of course, is trending.
No talent ass clown.
The song is for America. Is Hillary going to start using that for her rallies?
Isn't it funny how
people want to sit there and insult Corey Feldman, but honestly, he's done more in his life than most of us ever will.
Ooh.
What?
He made movies.
He's a child star, basically. Did he make it? What has he done as an adult?
Bad Music, apparently.
The Surreal Life?
Yeah, and he was an asshole on it. Right?
Yeah, I remember he got married. Didn't he get married on The Surreal Life?
Yeah.
It was a reality show with, they basically put like 10 has-beens in a house.
Oh, right.
For a week. And I love how they always act how everyone's redeemed at the end of the week somehow.
Yes.
Anyone else witnessing Corey Feldman's midlife crisis on the Today Show? Yikes.
How old is he now?
Oh, it's a good
mid-40s, I think.
Question.
I would say
he does try to maintain the childish look, though.
Yeah.
Do you notice?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
He is seriously psychologically screwed up.
He needs some milk.
Yeah.
So he tweeted out. Corey tweeted out 8 hours ago. If you love Corey's Angels Band on the Today Show, please support the cause by stopping by our website and buying a CD today. And he gives the website. How many retweets do you think that has?
-2.
20, 24. It's been up there for 8 hours.
Ooh, he's crying now.
Sorry.
Zero.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is. It's kind of sad. It really is. I mean, can't he produce movies or something? Or TV specials?
What should he do?
I don't know.
He tried to use the Feld Mansion for the parties. Remember, he's charging $250 to go to his parties. If you were a guy.
Yeah, I know.
Where can I buy the Corey Feldman gold hoodie? I need it. And he replied to this person.
He did? What did he
actually
say?
Two pieces, a gold jacket, and my hoods are all designed by Alan Joseph Designs.
He on that mojo, girl.
So, in other words, he paid a shit ton of money for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God, how grim. Oh, that's so bad.
Man.
Well, should we combine Corey, since he was rocking the Today Show, with Today in Rock?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Or October the...
We need love right now. We need peace somehow.
Is it the 13th?
Yes, it is October 13th, which means on this day in 1965, The Who recorded My Generation. Yeah. At Pi Studios in London.
All I hear is the parody song.
Which is?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
My Gender Changing. Oh. Townsend, remember?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's all
that was pretty
hear.
Good.
Yeah.
I hate that happened.
I know.
It says one thing I could erase.
I know. It was such a bummer. Ugh. Oh.
The BBC didn't want to play this song because they thought it was inflammatory to people's speech.
Oh, to the younger generation?
No, to people who are speech impaired.
Oh.
Stutterers.
What?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
No kidding. God, I had a big round with stutterers once in Charlotte.
You did?
I had some bad radio experiences in Charlotte, let me tell you. Yeah, it was. I went to see a movie And I ended up at a premiere that another radio station was holding.
Oh, how awkward.
And yeah, it was awkward. And I was trying to identify the other station on the air, and I wasn't sure how to say it without saying their call letters. So I said it's the... They used to use that stutter effect in all their production.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they were, oh, they were laser.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, it's the radio station that does that to everything. And so, you know, we knew what I was talking about.
Well, they got mad at that.
Some stuttering organization called up and said I was making fun of stutterers.
Oh, my God.
And it wouldn't go away. They demanded an apology.
Really?
And they wouldn't stop demanding an apology.
Did you go, I'm sorry?
So sorry.
It was such a, it really was a pain in the ass. I mean, it went on and on and on because our management would not give in. They were just like, no, it was absolutely not making fun of stuttering. He was impersonating an effect that they use in their production. And he even sent them a tape of their production. Mm-hmm. And no, but it finally just did go away. I mean, what were they going to do?
Wow. Can you imagine what making those phone calls was like for some of them?
Oh, boy.
No,
they wrote letters, Trudy.
Sure.
My generation, by the way, reached number two on the UK chart, held off the number one position by The Seekers, The Carnival Is Over. I don't even know that song. I don't even know that song. 1970, Janis Joplin's Ashes Were Scattered at Stinson Beach in Marin County. Who cares?
Hey, someone's playing. Isn't there a new Janis Joplin movie coming out?
Yeah, there's a documentary.
There's a movie, too. Someone's playing her, and I thought it was a weird choice.
Is it Amy Adams by any chance?
She plays everybody, right?
It's not Bette Midler again, is it?
Oh, my God.
Isn't The Rose supposed to be about Janis?
Well, Tom will go, then.
That's right.
Michelle Williams, you're right. I guess I could see her playing her. She's too hot to be Janis Joplin, though.
Yeah, she is way too hot.
Yeah.
I mean, they really need a disgusting actress, or they need to make someone disgusting.
Disgusting actress.
Well, they can make her look like Janis Joplin, ugly. Because Bryan Cranston, who looked like LBJ, I mean,
yeah,
that was
a great movie.
How did they do that?
I don't know, but he was drop dead LBJ.
It's a great. You saw the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is good, yeah. And all those things, you know, that he did when he was on the can.
Oh, the bunghole. They included the bunghole audio, Drew.
Bunghole.
Oh, awesome.
Did you ever see All the Way on HBO?
No.
Yeah, one of the first scenes is him getting fitted with that infamous 2 inches from my bunghole, and then he burps. which was a phone message he was leaving to Hager Pants. So it's a little out of context for the movie, but I still got really excited.
Yeah, well, you know what? Bryan Cranston would be the person who could play that effectively.
Janis, let's see, The Ashes, blah, 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 whatever. Stone started a 4-week run at number one on this day in 1973 with Goat's Head Soup, the group's fourth number one U.S. album.
Good album.
What's on Goat's Head Soup?
I don't know. I love the cover, though.
Yeah, no, the cover's great. And I know I like it, too, but I'm Heartbreaker and Angie were on the next record, I think. Could they have been on Goat's Head Soup?
Here, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, no, Mark.
I love Heartbreaker, by the way. It's one of my favorite 70s Stones tracks.
Dancing with Mr. D. Oh, okay. 100 Years Ago. Come Down Again. Do, do, do.
Oh, Time Waits for No One? Is Time Waits
Angie?
For No One?
Angie's on there.
Angie is on it. Okay, and Heartbreaker's on there, too, then.
As I just said, yeah. Sorry. Silver Train, Hide Your Love, Winter, Can You Hear the Music, and Star, Star.
Star, Star. Okay. 1974 on this day, TV host Ed Sullivan died. Yeah. Obviously impacted by having his drink dosed by John Roberts, of famous for Cocaine Cowboys, the great Coke smuggler who made billions of dollars doing that.
I was trying to find that story today because I just did a little thing because Ed's infamous introduction to the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. God. That tripping story in that book is just incredible. How bizarre. He was in the hospital for 3 days.
What a lightweight.
The Beatles' appearance on February 9th, 1964 is considered a milestone in American pop culture and the beginning of the British invasion in music. The broadcast drew an estimated 73 million viewers. But the U.S. population at that time was, I think, 115 million. That's what's incredible about it. Huh. 1977, 32-year-old Shirley Brickley of the Orions, a band, was killed by an intruder in Philadelphia home. The Orions had 5 U.S. top 20 hits in the 60s, including the Wawatoosie, Don't Hang Up, and who cares?
Wawatoosie.
1979, Michael Jackson went to number one on the U.S. charts with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, his second solo number one.
That's a good album.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album, no doubt. Stevie Wonder started a 3-week run at number one in 1984 on this day with I Just Called to Say I Love You, maybe the worst song except for the John Kerry song. And the Obama song.
Barack Obama. No, because I think his Happy Birthday song sucks, too, which isn't that for Mandela? Or is that? No, that was Martin Luther King's birthday, right? Was it?
I think it was. That was
song sucks.
The John Kerry song is so dumb. He made it up on the spot, I'm convinced. To carry us on back to the which we were headed for. We need Kerry to carry us. By the way, Kerry's not spelled with a K, Stevie, just in case. Crazy. Let's see. What else happened on this day? Not much.
Jake, can you pop me up?
Oh, you know what? There's a weird story. On this day in 2006, Janet Jackson was preparing
Jackson
to tour.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. And she sent some kind of a memo to the comedians that were opening for her, because she was using comedians, that they were not allowed to make jokes about the Jackson family. So apparently comedians over for Janet Jackson were just lambasting Michael with vicious jokes.
Wow. That's kind of gutsy, though, that they would think to do that.
Yeah. Paul Simon is 75?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you read about him?
Yeah, that about that book, how insecure he was.
What a bitch he was.
Oh, my God. He was horrible to Garfunkel from the very beginning.
No, because Garfunkel was good-looking, ridiculously good-looking.
And tall, No, Paul Simon had a Napoleon complex in the most brutal way.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he sounded like a horrible asshole.
I know, he did.
I was really surprised. I always thought he seemed so, I don't know, progressive and... Yeah. Nice, and you know, he used all his musicians from South Africa.
Right. But apparently he just drove Art Garfunkel to, I mean, wasn't he sick? I mean, Paul Simon, I think, caused that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He would like reel him back in and be like, oh, we got to do vocals together, and then, you know, reject him again. And
every time they got back together is because something Simon did was flagging in his solo career. So he'd bring Simon back or Garfunkel back to do the New York City
Right in Central Park.
Central Park show, yeah, which was a huge success. And then he just dumped him again, going his solo way.
Wow.
And Garfunkel got virtually no credit for Simon and Garfunkel. Everyone knows Simon wrote all the songs. Simon played the instruments. Garfunkel just sang. He was a great singer, though. I mean, Art sings lead on a lot of the biggest songs.
Yeah.
Including Bridge.
Bridge.
Bridge! Sammy Hagar is... 69?
Oh, my God.
Really?
69.
Jeez.
John Ford Coley of England, Dan and John Ford Coley is 68, as if anyone cares.
I have no idea what anything they've ever performed is.
I know you know one of their songs. Oh, I'd really like to, love to see you tonight.
Oh, all right, I do.
That stupid song?
Unfortunately.
And that's about it. Weekday in today in history. Marie Osmond was born on this day in 1959. She's 57.
Yawn.
I know. Who cares? And that's it.
Didn't she get into, was she into drugs, Marie?
No, her kids have had drug problems.
She though, remember?
Oh, right.
Yeah, she, wait, no, what, no.
She was, wasn't she postpartum and then just took off?
Oh, postpartum, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
Postpartum. And I think Tom Cruise sent her some vitamins and some exercise regimens, and she came out of it just fine.
And she's had so much plastic surgery, I don't recognize her anymore. I don't know who she is.
Paul Simon did marry Edie Brickell.
Oh, right, yeah.
Famous for one song and one song only. She never did anything again.
I'm not aware of too many things.
Yeah.
This is such a weird song.
I don't know what you mean.
No one knows what this means.
It's like...
He's still married to her.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked.
Now, is she taller than him?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, she's tall. He's like 5'2".
She's like female Art Garfunkel.
Apparently. Yeah, except Michelle Williams to play Janis Joplin. That is absurd.
It's kind of an okay song, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a huge hit. What happened to her career, though? Did she do anything after this?
No, nothing. Because she's not aware of anything, so. Maybe.
If she were to do a concert, where would she put What I Am? Is it the opening song? No, it can't be, because then the show's over. If it's the closing song, you make everyone wait for the one song. If it's the encore, People are the whole night going, God, is she ever going to play What I Am? All right, that's enough. Wow. We don't know what
they're
she
all
is.
All bathroom songs.
We don't know what she is. We have no idea.
she's an enigma.
He was married to Carrie Fisher, too, for a year.
Oh, that's
not
weird.
Not even a year.
Totally weird.
And Carrie Fisher is still saying, she's still talking about Donald Trump doing cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, she said that he was using coke at the second debate.
Really?
And she knows, because she's an expert at cocaine.
What is
she
doing,
an addict herself.
With his breathing there. He
that's
does that.
Weird.
I think he's breathing in real heavily, and he's got the microphone too close to his face. That's the only thing I can think of.
It's just a
unless
different...
Unless he is a cokehead.
It's a different pace than what he does at his rallies, I think, and so he's not used to... I don't know.
Possibly, but does anyone tell him anything?
No.
I guess you can't. let's see, what
very
else?
Cops a feel.
Yeah. You know the plane crash?
Ugh, sounds like a spray bottle.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, in Connecticut?
Oh, a compilation of the sniffs?
Ugh, gross.
Pretty brutal. You know the Connecticut plane crash?
Yeah.
Did you hear the instructor and the pilot were fighting because the guy flying the plane was trying to commit suicide?
Yep. Yeah.
So the instructor is having a physical fight with the fucking pilot.
Yep.
Can you imagine? Are they going to... They got to release that. The audio?
Really? Well, I mean, how much audio is there? Really?
I don't know.
Did you happen
not,
to see...
Not terrorism, though, they're quick to point out.
But he came
although his
here.
Name is like Abdullah Hussein Muhammad something.
Jordanian, and he came here specifically to...
Doesn't have an address, though. Yeah, he only came here for pilot's lessons.
How does that happen again?
I know, that's the first
I
thing
I want to keep
I
an eye on them.
Yeah, at least.
You can come. You can take lessons, but we're going to keep an eye on you.
He's
and then, and then lose track
dead?
Of you.
He's dead, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died. The instructor lived, though.
He did.
Yeah.
Or they think he's going to live. They're hoping he's going to live.
No, he
also,
lived.
Also, since we can do Muslim stories every day, we can stack Muslim stories. Did you hear about the Muslim bus driver?
No, I did not.
On a busy road, he stopped the bus with 50 kids.
Kick somebody out?
No.
Oh.
To pray for 10 minutes.
Come on, dude.
Because he has his 5 prayer times a day, and he was overdue, apparently. So he stops the bus on this busy road while the kids are like, what the fuck is going on? He got his mat out and apparently prayed for 10 minutes.
Don't take that shift or take a different job if your religion's going to interfere.
Or maybe you take a job at the school where everyone gets off the bus and prays, right?
Yeah. There you go.
And everybody's
on the
bus
same pulls
page.
Over, and then, yeah, exactly. I guarantee you're going to hear a lot of support for this guy.
Really?
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet some people support him. Say it's
well, some people.
Freedom
some
of religion.
People always support.
It depends on if you were going to school or coming back from school. Because if you wanted to get home, then you'd be mad.
There is freedom of religion. Nobody's stopping him from praying. You just have to do your job first.
Yeah,
take a different
absolutely.
Shift or don't take that job. No, there's no right to being a bus driver.
There's no excuse
to be a bus driver
whatsoever.
I bet the kids were like, woohoo, yeah.
Yeah, again, if they were on the way to school, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy exposing himself to a woman at the psychic reading business in Farmington Hills?
So she knew it was coming?
No,
it wasn't her. It wasn't the psychic, unfortunately. Yeah,
oh,
she would have known. It was a guy who fell asleep in the lobby.
No, she did.
Or she did. Yeah, she fell asleep in the lobby.
What?
She wakes up and the guy's over her with her dick, with his dick out.
Was it Cosby?
Yeah,
kind of.
Was he brushing her hair?
No, he was not brushing her hair. It just had his wiener out.
He was eyeball to eyeball with it, though.
But
hey, Trudy, have you ever woken up like that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I was groggy and didn't know what it was.
Just started swatting it away.
Or before I got contact lenses. What is that?
Thankfully, there's a video surveillance of it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they said at the end of the story.
Animal.
See his picture.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. He looks very...
He's from West Bloom. One of my old neighbors.
Oh, yeah?
Sweet.
He looks very alert.
Oh, does he?
Yes, very alert.
But that reminded me of the story yesterday about the dentist. Did you hear about the dentist who, while guys were on... Well, they give you laughing gas, nitrous.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what he was giving his patients, but some guy woke up and he said he was being forced to perform oral sex on the dentist, a guy.
And
the first thing I said, wait,
the male dentist?
Forced to perform, that means that you were doing something, I mean, like almost like he was going along with it.
Well, yeah.
Forced to perform? How do you force someone to perform?
When they're out.
But perform?
Well, I mean...
I mean, perform means you put on a little show.
So he's a dentist.
He was a prop in the performance.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
In his mouth.
I'm probably reading way too much into it. But anyway, when...
that'd be a terrible way to come out of nitrous.
Oh, I know. Holy shit.
Feel like you're choking?
So when this guy files suit, though, other people come forward and say, yeah, he put his dick in my mouth, too. Yes.
How does that happen in an office?
I know. How do you not go to... I mean, if that happened to me, I would drive to the police station immediately, or I'd call them from his office.
Oh, God. Although, it's kind of embarrassing.
No, I know. People get freaked. People do get completely freaked out.
Is this the police?
I know.
I just had a dong in my mouth.
I just had my dentist dong in my mouth. What?
It's a rinse all the evidence. They have those things that prop your mouth open, though. So.
Let me help with that.
And then the sucking sound.
And they suck. Oh, wow.
Gross. Toys they have.
That would be traumatic. You
never
get
to teach a sucking sound.
To say the least, how did this guy think he was going to get away with this?
Well, he didn't use the right amount of nitrous.
I guess.
Yes.
I don't know. When I have nitrous, I'm never completely out.
Oh, I'm not out either. No, it's fun. You're like having a good time.
Your judgment laughing. Must be a little off. So maybe they would think that it wasn't a penis in their mouth, but rather the the sucking apparatus.
The tools.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The fleshy tool.
Hey, Jay, can you bring up...
must have been a pencil.
Did anyone hear the Alex Trebek thing? Him calling somebody a loser? Is it worth listening to?
No.
No.
I think too much was being made of it.
Okay. All right.
She just said she was into nerd hip hop, and he's like, what's that? And she just explains that it's, you know, raps about geeky things, science, and not being, and then at the end, she's like, and not being able to get a romantic, you know, partner. And he just goes, so losers then.
Yeah, oh, big deal.
He said he was kidding.
I couldn't get it to play. So
it was stupid, Drew.
I became determined to hear because I couldn't get it to play. And then it turns out it's just nothing anyway.
I've been watching Jeopardy on a fairly regular basis lately, and he's mean.
Oh, yeah.
To people.
Oh, he
can be a dick at times.
He's a total dick.
Yeah.
Well, I hated how he acts.
Or he's weird.
Don't you hate it when he acts like he knows all these answers?
Because he has the answers in front of him.
Yeah. Or when he does accents.
Because doesn't he speak
foreign
French
words?
Or something? Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds
fake. Wait, how many languages does he speak?
I think he's French-Canadian, so English and French.
Okay.
Which reminds me, by the way, I was watching my old man show on DVR the other day.
What show?
CBS Sunday Morning.
The old man show, which Jane Pauley's doing now.
Yes, that's
she's perfect for that show.
I was watching, did you watch the first episode she hosted?
I watched part of it. I didn't see much of it.
There was an interview with somebody, and I really didn't want to watch it, and I forced myself to watch it out of anger. I hate watched it. The bio on Celine Dion.
Oh, my God.
What?
Mo Rocca did an interview and a bio on Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Oh, Celine Dion.
And the most annoying thing about her is she sings everything.
Oh, God.
She sings. She's constantly singing everything.
Her answer to the question?
In the car and in the interview, she's singing the answers.
Did Renee die of that?
I didn't realize how much older Renee was.
He's way older than Celine Dion.
No.
He's like 28 years older, isn't
he? She was 12 when he started managing her career.
I know, isn't that crap?
So did he do anything in those 4 years?
I think so.
No doubt.
She said she never kissed anyone but him.
Fake! I don't believe that for a second.
I would say she's due for some crazy sexual chapter in her life.
She's also a liar because she was talking about how handsome he was.
No, please, come on.
We all know Renee.
She was maybe his prisoner. Maybe she was his prisoner all those years.
She, like Jay, had Stockholm Syndrome from Renee, like Jay does with LaDuff.
LaDuff, yeah, clearly. I think there's another kidnapping coming, by the way.
Oh, no.
If it happens tomorrow night, I'm not going to be surprised. And Jay's got a huge weekend. Yeah, are we going to be able to do the show tomorrow night or tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do we have to do it early?
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
There's Celine singing, and then pretending she's just walking around her dressing room.
It's only seconds before showtime.
Fake.
And yet, superstar Celine Dion is in a playful mood.
Ooh, she sprayed the camera with hairspray.
Guess deities like Elvis and Sinatra.
Come on. I'll bring you all the
video. Why does he talk that way?
She thinks she's hilarious, too. She's not funny.
Oh, I know she does.
Canadian widowed mother of three.
Work, 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 work. I gotta go to work, 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 work.
Why are you laughing, Mo Rock? It's not funny.
Ride to work with this 48-year-old five-time Grammy winner. Okay. And you quickly discover...
Yeah, he just died and he was like 75.
Too seriously.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Oh, my God.
And she seriously loves singing.
I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable today. I drove on.
She even looks annoyed, Moraka.
To get to you now that the drive is short. We gotta get out
of
here.
The car.
We gotta get out of here because
she's
we're
so
here
annoying.
In my dressing
and not funny.
Putting my makeup on. You better believe in your heart. You better believe in your
I was so bummed out when she was the attraction at the auto show one year.
look at this is where she said Renee was so handsome.
That this man was not treating me as a, oh, hi, little pumpkin, or hi, little sweetie.
When she's 12.
Like a little baby.
Angelil, 26 years her senior, managed Dion's rise to the top.
I bet.
No,
eventually,
thanks.
Their relationship became more than professional, and they wed in 1994. In a
yeah, when it become more than professional when she was 14?
Why was this broadcast live on Canadian TV?
Because you know Renee could not get himself any other piece of ass on the planet. It had to be somebody he was managing.
The live televised wedding of Celine Dion to Renee is akin to the finale of Joe Millionaire on American TV. It might be Canada's dumbest TV moment.
Well, it's right up there with Johnny Carson had Tiny Tim's marriage to Miss Vicky.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of goofy, right?
That was one of the highest rated shows they ever had on The Tonight Show, by the way.
How stupid.
I know.
Well, that doesn't say much though, considering Corey Feldman has been the highest thing on The Today Show this year. People like stupid stuff. Doesn't mean it's good.
Were they saying it was the highest rated? The most viewed,
the
most
viewed
viral.
Yeah.
Because it sucked.
Yeah. Well, she acted like because it was great.
She's so... Cameron Hall. I'm sorry.
Wasn't she really good friends with Prince?
Cameron yeah, they Hall? Talked every day.
That's wild.
Every single day. I know, it's really
Prince
weird.
Prince is rolling in his grave over her kissing Feldman's ass.
I got to believe Prince did everything under the sun to Cameron Hall at some point. Why would he be friends with her?
Tamron. Yeah. Tamron Hall. Yeah.
Tamron Hall. Mm-hmm. Every day? I mean, she said for hours sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Oh, she got out of something. She got something out of it, too.
Well, yeah, you know he did. Something really creepy. And speaking of creepy, did you see the hullabaloo over Priscilla Presley?
What's she done?
No.
She basically turned up in public.
Oh.
Priscilla Presley shocked viewers with her incredibly youthful appearance on Thursday morning's installation of Lorraine, showcasing a smooth, wrinkle-free complexion at age 71.
Whoa. Yeah, I wondered who that was. That's
wrinkled.
Her?
Way to see these pictures, though. But it was her looks which really got people going on social media, with countless viewers taking to Twitter to comment. One user posted, flicking through channels on TV, thought I saw a lizard being interviewed on Lorraine. Turns out it was Priscilla Presley after surgery. Another mused, must be a point where you say, yep, enough plastic surgery now. Oh, she just looked like Frankenstein's monster.
A lizard.
Another one said, I'm really sorry. I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but I have nightmares after looking at Priscilla Presley for too long. She looks really, it's definitely strange.
She does look like a lizard.
Here's some of the comments.
She looks bizarre.
Flicking through channels, thought I saw a lizard. Oh, yeah, I just saw it.
Ew.
Oh, nothing will ever beat Love Me Tender, my all-time favorite. God, are you soft? Love me tender, love me sweet.
Can you just do it as
Thomas
Bob Hope?
Presley song? Love me tender, love me tender. Presley, such a shame. She thinks she needs all that Botox. Elvis would not accept that at all.
Elvis didn't accept her childbirth.
Pretty lady without that. Elvis had a facelift when he was 38 or something.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
Don't let me go. Don't do it. Flip the card, flip the card.
Looks frozen in time, plastic surgery to the max. I'm really sorry, I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but I have nightmares after looking. Oh, yeah, I saw that. When did Priscilla Presley turn into Jackie Stallone? It goes on and on.
She looks like the Joker. Her mouth looks like the Joker
look
smile.
Look at that picture. Look at how weird she looks.
Yeah.
On Scylla.
Which Joker? Heath Ledger?
Or the new one. No. Whatever. Any of them. She's got like the wide mouth.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, wait. But she's always looked incredibly young. Mm-hmm. Always. I remember in her 50s thinking how hot she was. She was amazing looking.
Did you like this look when she was married to the Kang? That 60s?
With that black hair piled up high on top. Yeah. We almost liked it. Jet black. Got to be jet black, Siller.
She was really pretty, naturally.
No, definitely. Why does she have to do that to herself?
I don't know. A lot of fillers.
The great story about Priscilla is, of course, when Elvis had somehow gotten her to wrestle with some other chick in white cotton panties, which was his absolute, that just made Elvis crazy, white cotton panties, with just a few pubic hairs leaking out. If I must tell the whole story, sorry. That's what he liked. It's not my fault. Don't blame the messenger. So anyway, he got Siller in them white cotton panties with a few leaking out there. Got to wrestle with some other chick, and he took Polaroids.
Really?
And that's what that guy stole in Las Vegas, along with a ring that was very valuable.
Oh, yeah.
And Elvis went to the airport with his badge that he got from Nixon and used it to enter the plane to arrest the guy who stole his ring. And he read him his rights, although he improperly read him the rights. Like, okay, you got the right to remain silent. You can say you need a lawyer whenever you need one or something like that. I mean, just really bungled the line, but he actually escorted the person off the plane. What I wouldn't give to be a passenger on that plane when Elvis did that. Oh, my God. And they let him. That's the amazing thing. They fucking let him do it.
Well, they let him walk right into the White House, too.
Yeah
but
right.
he just decided to go there and get the badge?
That was just because he was the king, though. At the airport, he actually flashed his badge. It said,
my God.
I'm a narcotics officer.
He had the badge.
It was Mr. Nixon.
Yeah, no, he was empowered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did he arrest anybody else that way?
I don't think so. No, I think it was the only time he was forced to make an arrest. Tom Brady getting some heat after refusing to answer a question about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Or about locker rooms.
Yeah, locker room talk.
Yeah. He's kind of a Trump buddy, and he had the Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah, in his locker a year ago last season.
Well, he's a Trump. He's believed to be. He likes Trump.
He backed off of it last year when a lot of people were starting to give him crap. He's like, he's just a friend. It doesn't mean I'm voting for him.
But why is he being a pussy and not answering the question about the locker room? What's the big deal?
What was the question exactly? How did it go?
How would you respond if your kids heard Donald Trump's version of locker room talk?
If your kids heard it?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty easy. All he has to say is, I wouldn't want my kids to hear it.
He walked away. He excused himself. Yeah.
He's still good looking, so it doesn't matter.
No, you're right. Did you see The Simpsons Sunday night?
Yes.
Wasn't that great?
That was great.
Did you hear
Homer
Trump?
Worked at the Necco factory.
Oh, that's right. If I make a mistake here, nobody gets killed.
Don't talk candy on people.
Did you want to hear Trump's defense of the sexual assault claims today?
No, what did he say?
You want to
turn have audio?
Right? Yeah, you're
oh,
ready.
Good. Somebody's going to be a disaster in this.
It's the People Magazine.
From People Magazine.
It was a disaster.
Who wrote a story on Melania and myself on our first anniversary. The story was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was lovely. But last night we hear that after 12 years, this took place 12 years ago, this story, a new claim that I made inappropriate advances during the interview to this writer. And I ask a very simple question. Why wasn't it part of the story that appeared 20 or 12 years ago? Why wasn't it part of the story? Why didn't they make it part of the story?
Because nobody
I was one of the biggest stars on television with The Apprentice. And it would have been one of the biggest stories of the year.
Maybe she was in shock.
Think
of
it.
Her tongue
She's
down her
doing
throat.
A story on Melania, who's pregnant at the time. And Donald Trump, our one-year anniversary. And she said, I made inappropriate advances. And by the way, the area was a public area. People all over the place.
Yeah,
take a look.
Stopped him before.
You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Look at her.
Yeah, let's go.
Is she hot? Is she not hot?
You know, I just see the one headshot of her. It's just, she's not ugly in that headshot.
You get a body shot of her?
It is amazing. Doing a story, a love story, on how great we are together. And by the way, we're stronger today than we were, ever were before, which is great. But,
which is good, but...
It's a love story.
So why'd you...
It's a love story on our 1 year. And if I did that, she would have added that. It would have been the headline. And who would have done that if you're doing this and you're one of the top shows on television?
People magazines usually
These people are
hard-hitting.
Horrible people. They're horrible, horrible
disaster.
Liars.
Say disaster.
And interestingly, it happens to appear 26 days before our very important election. Isn't that amazing? This invented account has already been debunked by eyewitnesses who were there. They were there. The very witness identified by the author has said the story is totally false. By the way, this is a room that everybody can see in. It's got glass walls. It's at Mar-a-Lago. It's got glass walls. Can you believe this? Why wasn't it in the story, biggest story of the year? This weekend,
the witness, by the way,
the New York Times published a full-page hit piece with another claim from an individual who has been totally discredited based on the many, many, many emails and letters she has sent to our office over the years, looking for work. Donald is great.
Gene Harth or
wanting
Harth,
to go to my
Joe Harth.
Yeah.
But the New York Times, and this was a full op-ed piece, refused to use the evidence that we presented. Refused to use it. If they used it, if they would have looked, they would have said, oh, there's no story here.
That's pretty much it.
Him and the baby?
Wait. The
rally event with the baby that looked like him, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
Holding the baby. Yeah. That who programmed that baby?
The one to say Trump.
That was amazing.
Want to go back to your mommy or your daddy, or you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Trump.
kids will usually say the last word you say to them, too.
I guess. I don't know.
A lot
I
of mean, times.
Most, you know, I think most babies would be kind of alarmed in that situation. Not that baby.
He loves he's voting for Trump.
Yeah, so what's the tote board up to now? There's
six, I think.
Okay. Add two more.
Two more?
Yes.
Which
because
two are these?
Former Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Trump hit on Lisa Rinna and Marley Matlin.
Whoa.
Okay, so now it's up to eight. I would
too. What you
Lisa Rinna? Yeah.
I like Lisa Rinna. I don't
even
know
though
why.
She wears Depends.
What? She wears Depends?
Yeah, remember that ad she did for Depends?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so she has to be a fan.
Imagine pulling those Depends down and then going to town.
Gross.
Scientologist lady, right?
Huh? Lisa Rinna? No. She's married to Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, and she
star
was on
of Clash of the Titans.
Wait, was she on Melrose Place?
Lisa Rinna was, yeah, on Melrose.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Veronica Mars.
Sure.
Watching in the boardroom making sexual comments to Marley Matlin to all the women on The Apprentice is obvious that that's just a part of who he is, says 2011 contestant Richard Hatch. It was obvious, it was grotesque, it was blatant, it was frequent. He did it with Lisa Rinna, he did it with Marley Matlin, he did it with whomever happened to be there at the time. He went back and forth with Marley, no matter how she responded, no matter how politely, he would push it a step further with comments about her looks and how she was making him feel and about what he thought of her and how happy he would be to do something with her.
Trump said it, she never said no. That's why he kept going.
It was a lot of innuendo, far beyond the norm. It was odd and weird. People in the boardroom would look at one another, but he didn't care. Matlin was with her interpreter, Jack, and I thought, gosh, I wonder if he's comfortable with that. If he's comfortable.
Well, he might not be. His job is just to translate, right?
Yeah, just...
He should have freelanced.
I mean, what if...
Tell her what creepy shit he said.
What if Matlin just wanted to, like, hook up with a regular guy and do creepy sex stuff, and that dude's there? It's not his, you know, can't impart what he believes. He's just there to translate.
If she wants to go off with Trump, then does he... What does he do?
He has to go with. Yeah. Really? So consent is...
Because they want to talk dirty to each other.
So he can do this for consent. He can go... It's the okay symbol. I think that's sign language.
Yeah.
Did you know what celebrity made more money than any other celebrity, dead or alive, in 2016?
Well, it's got to be
Ooh.
It's got to be Jacko, right?
Well, I'll count them down. Number 11. These are just the dead celebrities, but the person at the top made more than the wealthiest alive, the most income for an alive celebrity, too.
Oh, wow.
Number 11 is David Bowie at 10.5, but he's barely been dead.
Bummer.
Barely been dead for, I mean, they haven't had a chance to take advantage of it.
It's January,
Betty Page, 11 million. Betty Page, really?
She's been dead like 50 years.
60 years. God, who's
beating it to Page?
No, who is mucking off of her? Albert Einstein, 11.5 million.
No, because of what? The poster with his tongue sticking out?
Yeah.
That licensing?
Probably. Yeah. John Lennon, 12 million. God, Yoko's doing a shit job with John Lennon. He's been making more than some of these other people on this list. Theodore Dr. Seuss Gazelle, 20 million.
Why do you do this?
Because he put out a new book.
Bob Marley, 21 million. How can Bob Marley be making 9 million more than John Lennon?
It's that dream.
Yes, they made it up.
The poster. It's all based on poster sales.
It could be, but it's it's the drink.
It could be
Marley
that.
Drinks.
That's a good point, Trudy.
Yeah.
Prince, 25 million. He's barely been dead.
Yes, Prince again.
Prince has been dead since March, right? Or no, May. May. He's already making more than Lennon. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because people go, "Oh, that guy died. I remember his music. I'm going to buy a bunch of it right now."
Yeah, he did sell a ton of music. Elvis Presley, 27 million. I always think he's going to be number one, but not by a long shot.
Let's remember with Prince, the family just released a bunch of stuff and opened up the house immediately.
Oh yeah,
they cashed in pretty quick.
They could not wait. And then Arnold Palmer, 40 million. He just died. How have you made 40 million already?
He's up in the top five, isn't he?
He's in number three.
How does he make money anyway?
Arnold Palmer's the drink. The drink.
I thought he would have sold that off years ago.
Well, apparently not.
There's people out there going, Arnold Palmer died. I'm going to go buy an Arizona Ice.
Arnold has to stay involved in the recipe, I guess. He's pretty intense about it. Charles Schultz from Peanuts, 48 million.
Huh.
And at number one, $825 million.
God.
So that's 20 times what Schultz made at number two. Michael Jackson.
Woo! I'm in pain all the time.
What's he done in the last year to make all that money? They're licensing his
crap being
crazy?
Sold over and over and over.
Oh, whatever.
Are they doing something with him currently? There's some new Jackson thing.
Are they?
I think so.
What is there besides his music, though? Oh, did they sell off the Beatle catalog?
Oh, they've sold off. They have sold off little pieces of it here and there, I believe. Right when he died, especially because they wanted to pay off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
because it was before he died.
He was almost broke, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in debt.
In life,
millions in debt. How much molesting do you have to do to write that many millions of dollars? Because supposedly his mother and LaToya had a conversation once about him writing checks all the time.
Oh, right.
Apparently he just was doing God knows what and writing checks just at an enormous pace, constantly, for millions of dollars. He paid the one guy $23 million, Jordan Chandler, to settle that one case.
Jordy. Mm-hmm.
And you saw that guy just recently.
Jordy Chandler?
Didn't you see him? Weren't you talking about that?
No.
Who was talking? Oh, was it LaDuff, maybe?
Really?
LaDuff saw Jordy Chandler recently?
Well, we were talking about the story because LaDuff covered the molestation trial, and I thought someone was talking about Jordy Chandler today, like what's going on with him.
What is going on with him?
And that is the weirdest story. I mean, here's this guy, he's probably driving a Rolls Royce, and he meets some girl, and she's like, God, what do you do? Michael Jackson used to beat me off when I was a kid, and he had to settle with me for $23 million, so yeah, I'm loaded.
Oh my God.
I was beaten off by Michael Jackson. That's how I got my fortune. Bizarre. So weird.
But it wasn't just.
I mean, think of how often that guy has to explain that.
Well, didn't Gavin get any money? He was the one that would sleep in his bed, right?
There's a ton of people who've
very charming.
Money.
Macaulay. I would think he might go for the money eventually because he's going to be broke if he's not already.
God, he looks bad, though.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't look the same.
Yeah,
at
cookies
all.
And milk. What else does he want? It's really charming.
Cookies.
Did you hear about the Saddam Hussein torture dungeon?
In New York, right?
Yeah, in New York City. This is the weirdest story. This has to be a huge story. It's got to be.
Well, we'll see.
Because it was here. Well, if it's true. And it's I don't know. Saddam Hussein built a secret torture dungeon and execution chamber in the heart of New York City and even shipped the bodies of his victims out of the country using diplomatic immunity.
Whoa.
On taking control of Iraq in 1979.
Wait, diplomatic immunity. Iraq had, under Saddam Hussein, Iraq had a, and what's it called?
Ambassador.
Ambassador here?
Ship? Embassy?
Yeah, embassy. Thank you, Trent. They had an embassy here? Really?
Okay. You would think. I don't know. On taking control in 1979, a dictator installed a detention room in the basement of the country's permanent mission building in Manhattan's Upper East Side.
Wow, he tortured people here.
There, Iraqi civilians were held in detention, subjected to gruesome torture, and even murdered just across the road from Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, we're going to be asleep at the job, Bloomy.
Good God, this is bizarre. I mean, it sounds, because I read through it earlier, it sounds legit. The room was equipped with sturdy doors that were near impossible to break in or out of and buried so deep that victims' screams could not be heard. Even if they did somehow manage to break out, guard equipped with 9mm pistols and rifles would be on hand to deal with the problem. In that terrifying dungeon beneath the five-story mission at 14 East 79th Street, family members...
Oh, it's the mission, so it's the UN people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Family members of troublesome Iraqi citizens would be locked up to coerce their relatives back in Iraq. Some would even be tortured by Hussein's sinister agents, the Mukharabat, who would pull out fingernails and toenails and hit them with hoses, planks, and copper wire.
Ah!
Jeez.
If anyone died in the dungeon, and they did, according to officials, their bodies would be smuggled out of the U.S. They just put the body in a diplomatic box and it can be shipped. This is diplomatic. Nobody has the authority to examine it or open it.
Okay, so they were doing it in their mission to the UN, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I totally believe it then.
God, that's incredible.
Can you imagine being put in a dungeon in the United States of America?
No, I know. Yeah. That's what, in New York City, across the street from Michael Bloomberg. What the fuck? My God.
I guess it does happen now and then.
We've got an event on Saturday for Richard Sanchez, otherwise known as Sanchez, a friend for many years, a great friend of Matt Riley's. And I tell you, when you're in trouble, it's good to be a friend of Matt's because he'll always go to bat for you, as he has once again. Raising funds for Sanchez's double lung transplant done at University of Michigan Hospital. Hmm. And I guess Sanchez is doing great. I mean, can you imagine that surgery? Holy shit. But he's coming along. I assume he'll be there Saturday.
How do you breathe until the lungs get up to speed?
It was very labored.
I think they help you breathe, put you on those machines. He was out for 2 days after the surgery.
That is just amazing they can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, there are huge, huge bills associated with that. Insurance covered, of course, a lot of it, but what it doesn't cover is also pretty extreme. Mm. And so Matt started this fundraising. He's already raised a lot of money on GoFundMe. And by the way, thank you to anybody who went on GoFundMe yesterday. Apparently we raised a bunch of money yesterday just with Matt. Matt came on and talked about it for 15 minutes.
Really?
And a bunch of people went on GoFundMe and made contributions, which is sweet. Now, I hope that doesn't take away from the contributions you make to our show. He started asking for money. Don't mean to be selfish, but don't count that against us.
Are you tax deductible?
No, I'm not tax deductible. Hardly.
That's an
but
educational
he is. Sanchez
show.
Is. Sanchez is absolutely donated. Okay. GoFundMe.com. I don't think I'll give this out anymore. I think people have given enough.
That's kidding. Good.
Donated GoFundMe.com/ 2PWKDWAC, huh?
No, just go to GoFundMe and search
Richard Sanchez. There you go.
Yep.
And Tommy's Detroit Bar and Grill is on 3rd Street, 624 3rd Street. And I will be there Saturday. Are you going by, Trudy? You could be able to stop by?
Yeah, cool. Definitely.
Okay.
Yep.
I was thinking like maybe 5 or 6. Yeah, Mark was going to try
there,
to go.
It'll be a lot later, though.
What?
Well, I got things to do.
Oh,
what? What?
It's my fall day off because it's Michigan's bye week, so I got stuff to do.
Your fall day off, the one Saturday Mark and B has to do
it's
anything.
It's the one Saturday Julie gets me for to do some stuff.
Oh,
that sucks.
Joey gonna be there? Brandon?
No, it's lovely, Drew. I get
one
spend time,
Saturday off. Get spend would time you like to watch family. Other teams play and watch some baseball games?
Of course, I'll get around to it.
There's no.
I'm going to Tommy's.
Can you Uber me there? I'm going to call you to sure. Uber me down to. Okay, good.
Cut Uber. Cut the middleman. I'll just give me $5. I'll drive.
No, you have to Uber me down there because it's a command performance. You have to go then.
No,
I can set the time.
Denied.
Sweet.
Turn down.
Call Trudy.
Turning it down.
Jay going to be there? Jay's going to be
downtown for the marathon.
Charlie will kidnap him.
Yeah, Jay's Charlie working, so Charlie will have to kidnap him. Apparently,
I should be able to go by.
On the later
That's
part,
exciting.
Maybe. Yeah, so it looks like we're going to have...
That's exciting.
It is. No, all of it is.
Right. We will have quite a turnout from the podcast. We'll all participate. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, it starts at 2, and again, I think I'm thinking like 6 or 6.30, something like that. I want to watch the Hokie game, mm-hmm. maybe some football highlights, and then head over.
Yeah, I'll be watching Bowling Green.
Of course you will.
Fake!
It starts at 2 o'clock. That's 2. If I go there at 2 o'clock, my God, I'll be done by 7. So I only have something left for Saturday night. Are you going, Joey? Are you gonna be able to make it? Joey, you are?
I'll stop by, yo.
Sweet. So yeah, and they got silent auctions and it's $10 at the door, and they got all kinds of TVs. So if you want to watch baseball or whatever football games are on, Spartans are on at 3:30, and that'll be on. And what else is on Saturday? Are the Cubs playing Saturday?
No, it'll probably be I don't know. I don't know who's playing Saturday.
They play tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. God, that's a huge game.
Yep. Former Wolverine pitching for the Dodgers.
Hey, what's the Tim Tebow thing?
He saved another
one. He laid hands on someone.
And then circumcised him.
So
no, that story is so stupid.
How did he morph into baseball and then his first thing was a miracle?
Does it seem like somebody maybe made that up, that's an actor that actually had the seizure? Yeah.
Finally, somebody pointed out that he's still yet to get a hit in the Arizona League.
Oh, what is he? Oh, for what?
They didn't say. It just started. He just got shipped out to Arizona.
Well, the pitching in that fall league is he's not going to have an easy time. He's played against no live pitching in 12 years except for the one game he hit the home run the first time up.
Cubs are on. 8 o'clock Saturday. Same time as Wisconsin, Ohio State.
Excellent. I mean, watching that Cubby game. He went 1-for-6 in that game, so he made 5 outs after the home run, and he's had nary a hit since.
I had no idea until you told me that, because all I knew is that he hit the home run.
I know. It was bullshit.
Yeah. Huh.
So
who's trying to make him a miracle then? Somebody's... He's got a good hype guy. Somebody's,
you're not kidding.
Yeah.
But, you know, the media does suck ABC. Up to anything, because Tebow seems to draw, you know, he's a ratings grabber. Whenever he's involved in something, people will read it. I mean, it'll always be among the most read stories if you look at the page. So, yeah, so there. And then Charlie's on the broadcast tomorrow, and I'll be badgering Charlie about Saturday, too. Hopefully we'll get Charlie out there.
Wow, it was rough listening to Friday, last Friday's.
Oh, when Charlie was on the roof?
Tension, yes.
My God. He's such an ass. The house is pissed off, too. I don't know if you saw the tweets.
But I did.
The house is tweeting away. Fortunately, the house is asleep when it was going on. Or I don't know. So, yeah, I guess that's about it. Is there anything else? We have any other calls we need to make?
Nah.
Jay's got to take off, so let's let Jay have some time to post the show and not have to rush out here and drive 100 miles an hour to his event today.
Unless you
want to
call Mindy back real quick.
No.
Mindy? M'lady? My girl? Man, he was pretty feisty at first, but he ran out of steam, didn't he?
Mindy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He wouldn't answer the phone.
It's completely.
Absolutely. But unless then he called back.
Unless you want to talk about the new Star Wars trailer that was released today.
Oh! Did you see it?
Yeah. I've watched it like 3
What'd you
times.
Think?
It's pretty sweet.
Well, should we look at it? Trudy, you're a Star Wars fan, aren't you?
I didn't know you'd be into it, Drew.
Yeah, I watched it.
I made Jay
watch it.
It was
on Good Morning America this morning.
Yeah, they had a big release for
it. Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
The most entertaining thing was the bullshit talk after it aired.
Yes.
And they all had to pretend how much they liked it.
I watched the last movie, the one that was just out, 4 months ago or 5 months ago?
Yeah, Christmas.
I'm not a Star Wars fan. I've missed most of the movies, but I actually liked it. I mean,
predictable, but it looked like the old ones.
They're just,
that's all anybody cares about.
I think they're just so fun to watch, period. Yeah. Even if you don't know the plot line, some of the shots are.
Well, this one's the same one. And it's kind of it's more a spin-off prequel to the original Star Wars. Not a prequel. It happens between I think it happens between episodes 3 and 4. Which are the original three were...
Okay.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Yeah, the original three. I kind of know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's before...
You don't watch these movies, Trudy?
I watched the first one. I liked the first one. And And number two with Ewoks. And that was when I
then lost. Number two out. With Ewoks.
Checked. Yeah, I checked out.
Pretty checked out.
I did. I checked out.
Isn't that
of
the
it.
Third one? Isn't that Jedi has the Ewoks? Empire Strikes Back's the second one, which is one of the best movies of all time.
All right. Oh, okay, Crummy. Octopus. Eight tentacles, not six.
I'm not even that big of a Star Wars nerd. I just thought this new trailer looked badass.
I like Star Trek. Oh, so
one of those.
I am one of those. Hey, and
have you seen all the Star Trek movies?
I just saw the most recent one, and I thought it was really cool because they were saved by the Beastie Boys.
They were? I didn't see it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's pretty cool.
No way, really?
Yeah. Although you probably won't be able to stand all of it to get to see that point. Yeah. You do.
All right, well, here is the new trailer.
Rock!
Mark, you should get play-by-play because I don't know what I'm talking about.
See it. My play-by-play looks like, sweet!
I can't see it.
Look at that shot. Sweet! Mm. See, I don't know who any of these people are, though, because they're all new. Yeah. But you can see the dad motif is still in strong effect. That's the main star, though, as a little girl.
Megaphone,
smart, she's part of the Rebel Alliance.
It's kind of.
I mean, it's more something to look at as opposed to listen to. There's some stormtroopers.
We want to get out of here.
Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire. We think you might be able to help.
That's quite a rock formation.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
Hmm.
It appears he is critical.
That's her dad again. So he obviously is part of the, you know,
rebellion.
Oh, look, there's the Death Star. No, he's not part of the rebellion. He's part of the
find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
Man, I love these ships.
Rogue. Yeah. Rogue One.
That's the name of the movie. Rogue One.
And the power that we are dealing.
There's Darth. There's the Death Star.
It's immeasurable.
This
there's Lord Helmet power. From Spaceballs for some reason.
What? I like the giant walkers.
We have hope.
Those. Here's Morgan Freeman.
Built on hope.
This December.
They've no idea we're coming.
But they are in disguise, as always. Every Star Wars movie, they're in disguise.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
That lightsaber fight?
Take the next
I think it's
chance.
A like a crossbow that shoots lights.
And next time.
X-Wing fighters.
Your rebels on you?
There's Darth!
Save the dream.
Ooh. Those things.
There's some stuff getting blowed up in this.
How awesome was that?
I want to see
Rogue
that.
Rogue One, a Star Wars movie.
December 16th.
I want to see that movie.
See? Mark.
What?
Yeah, the thing we watched. Oh, where Carrie Fisher got a boob grabbed. You saw Return of the Jedi, right?
Hans yeah. Kopsafield?
Yeah, check this out.
Hans Kopsafield.
I
got it!
Oh my god, he does!
Oh, he sure did! Well,
on purpose.
Dead again.
Did
he ever cop a feel? Said she likes nice men.
Wow.
Carrie Fisher, cocaine expert. That's
yeah,
funny.
He grabs for her shoulder, and he actually has her shoulder, and then he goes mm-hmm. in for her boob.
She run for president.
Yeah. You got a nice handful there.
I'd vote for Han Solo for president.
It's okay if it's up top. If it's down
yeah.
below.
Yeah. Then
you know,
yeah.
I was certain after the first debate that someone would say that Trump was doing cocaine.
Well, was there
the
was.
Sniffing.
It was.
But I thought it would be the public, just people popping. I did not think that people at that level of Howard Dean or Carrie Fisher would be saying it. I thought it'd be just the little people like
sure,
us.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But no. And she is a cocaine expert, as she says.
You tell me the doctor was preventing cocaine?
I know. Where is that audio, damn it?
We watched it the other day.
I know, but I want to hear it again. It seems like any time cocaine comes up, that should just be automatic.
Right. Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
Why are they showing Hillary in her sunglasses again?
What, on TV?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
It was just
she stumbling?
Sending more email. Illegal email.
Remember when she was in her sunglasses the one time sending messages by email?
Oh, yeah.
All those images of her. God, has she got so many looks?
Who, Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a few.
She's, you know, there are times when she comes to work without her makeup on and...
She is getting so cocky now, which is really freaking me out.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, what if she just gets, like, every electoral vote? Michigan.
She's not going to get every electoral
vote. She's up by 12 in Michigan now.
She had
it's over.
Al Gore roped in the other day.
It's so over. He's going to go out guns blazing, man.
Oh, I know. I mean, this is going to be a fun 4 weeks for people like us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know about the rest. I don't know about the country as a whole.
The country will be more divided.
All
right, here you go, Drew.
That was a doctor in the house with Michael Jackson.
There we go.
The healthy Michael Jackson.
Micah.
The Michael Jackson that the AEG said was in perfect health. A doctor was put in the house with Michael Jackson, and he was paid a large sum of money per month.
To do what? To take care of him, right?
But
that's
why
the
would
point,
you put,
Larry.
Why do someone that's completely healthy,
Larry,
as they say, need someone to take care of him? I consider myself healthy, Larry. I don't have a doctor living with me. You have one living with you?
So you're implying foul play by sending a doctor there?
No, Larry. Let me say this to you. Michael Jackson was
a
dignity.
You are.
Do you understand that? We all know that.
Correct.
It's not a secret.
Okay.
Would you put a cocaine seller in the house with a cocaine addict? No,
are
you
saying they
that.
Put a cocaine seller in the house? The doctor was selling cocaine?
I didn't say that, Larry.
No one said it.
But he was he was able to administer drugs. Do you understand?
Joe,
that?
What do you? I understand. Hold on, Leonard. Joe, what do you think of what Leonard's had to say?
Well, this is what you don't take a doctor and stick him in the room there.
Joe just woke up.
The doctor give him something to make him rest, and then he don't wake up no more. Something is wrong there. The doctor just somehow I understand that he left or went to sleep, so I don't know what happened there.
But, the doctor went to sleep.
Then the doctor committed foul play.
Something went wrong. Something went wrong, Larry. Because when
he's
they tried
dead,
to bring
idiot.
Michael back, he was dead. Something went wrong.
Relevant.
Oh,
he needs some milk.
We're back with Joe Jackson in Las Vegas and Leonard Rowe in Atlanta. Joe, did you talk to Michael about drug use?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Why not?
I never got a chance to.
He's your kid, you dope.
I'll go
know.
Back.
You're his father. If you pick up the phone and you call your son and you're worried about him and you know he's had some problems with this, why wouldn't you counsel him?
Larry, I'm going to cut through the chase on this. I could never get to him. I tried all I could, and I could never get to him because I was a barred away from him by securities and all that type of thing.
Securities?
I could not
they
get
cut
to
you
him.
Off?
From the stock market.
That's right, Larry. They cut me off.
Well, now, what if Michael asked to see you?
He wouldn't. He didn't want to see him, you idiot.
That's another color. If he has to see me, then he probably could have seen me.
A horse in another color.
Right, but why do you think he didn't?
Well, I couldn't. I can't.
I used to beat him.
Larry.
I can. I can answer that.
Being around there to see him. And then you're talking about foul play. You want to know about foul play? Mm-hmm. If a doctor they couldn't bring you back, this doctor, he ran away. They had to look for him 3 days to find him. So. What do you think theirs is happening? To me,
what do you think theirs
play.
Is happening?
All right. That's your explanation. It's fair enough. Joe,
why can't we have Larry show back on CNN?
He's
doing the show for
what's
Russia
better
now?
Than this?
He's on Russian TV now. You know
like
that.
People,
yeah.
Because all these people that's involved.
I mean, I'm jealous. I feel when I listen to Larry King's show, I feel like, what's the point of doing a show? There's nothing more entertaining than this.
Here's Leonard. Let me back it up.
The will. So let me say that and let me...
His will.
Well, I don't like the people that, because all these people that's involved with the will, Michael fired those people. Now all of a sudden they're popping back up here.
Larry, there's a lot of complaints about the will. Not about
the will.
No
W-H-E-E-L.
The will. So let me say that and let me repeat myself. No one is contesting the will. But what may be contested is the trustee of the will.
Real.
Because there's a question whether Michael Jackson wanted these people that's trustees over the will in place at the time of his death. These are people Michael had dismissed from his life earlier.
Stands on its own. Leonard, do you think the legal issues here are going to be resolved?
Which legal issue?
No, the question of whether you had any part of this, they had your charges about AEG, that's a lot up in the air here.
Larry, I couldn't answer that question. I know nothing about
I don't even know what the question is, Larry.
About AEG or nothing. I mean,
you've made statements about AEG. Do you think that might ever be resolved?
Larry, I hope that because of the suspicious nature of Michael's death, I hope that we have a congressional investigation into Michael's death.
Michael's death?
That is something that I have spoke to Joe about, and I'll be speaking to his mother about.
Why would they have a congressional investigation into a person's
to do that?
Death by the doctor. I mean, they clearly knew the doctor did it. Doctor.
Oh, my God.
A congressional investigation? Does he know what those are for?
No.
No.
He just thought it's...
By the way, this whole conversation about Larry, who just can't believe that Joe... Just pick up the phone and call him. First of all, Michael Jackson doesn't just answer the phone for anyone. And then when I say for anyone, I do mean Joe Jackson falls into that category because Michael cut him off because all Joe Jackson wanted was for Michael to do a show with the brothers with Joe promoting so all the family can get rich again. That's all he wanted. That's the only thing he bothered Michael about. And Michael did not want to do... I mean, of all the things in the world he could do from an entertainment standpoint, the last thing he wanted to do was a show with his stupid, untalented brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, Jermaine was the only one with any talent, and that's even dubious, although Jermaine had a couple hits. But, I mean, Randy and Tito. Remember when the Jacksons, when Michael died, and they thought, it's perfect. He's not around. If they want to see anything regarding the Jacksons, they have to see us. And they put on their reality show, and they had a tour, and the shows got canceled because nobody wanted to go see the Jackson brothers.
And they were going to tour with the hologram of Micah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
What? I mean, how can someone so talented be born with a father who's such a piece of scum? I mean, how pathetically sad.
Yep.
All right, Charlie LaDuff tomorrow. So the house will be on guard. Oh, my God. Twitter should be very active in the next 24 hours. And then Saturday, of course, Tommy's Bar and Grill, 624 3rd Street in Detroit City. And hopefully we'll see you there. If not, we'll catch you tomorrow on the broadcast. See ya! And oh, don't forget Trudy on WCSX 94.7. I keep forgetting someone is employed.
I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Trudy and Jim, 6 to 10. Is there anything special planned for Friday morning?
I got all kinds of things.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That seems very unspecific, Trudy. That's not like you.
No, it's just so much stuff.
It almost sounds like nothing is planned.
No, she can't squeeze it all into one plug, Drew. There's so much stuff.
Okay, I should have read that.
And it's all so good, she can't pick and choose.
From today's show, we talked about Halloween candy.
Halloween candy? What favorite Halloween candy?
The worst. They always have a survey every year.
What is the worst?
Necco wafers are the worst.
Huh. Yeah, Neccos suck.
Neccos do suck.
How can that even be in the candy category?
I don't know. And why are they dusty was my question.
I know. What else do people piss and moan about for Halloween candy?
Somebody called and said Good and Plenty, which is it's neither good nor plenty.
I agree. Yeah, it's not good.
My dad loves that crap.
Really?
Loves
good and plenty?
Loves them.
No kidding.
Is that Choo Choo Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the...
Charlie was an engineer.
Yeah. Their ads, I mean, they used to have great ads.
Yeah, they did.
But this food, the candy was so bad, the great advertising couldn't even pull it out.
Yeah. Well, the winner overall has to be Kit Kat.
For bad or good?
For good. For the best candy you could get.
Kit Kat with the white chocolate?
No, standard Kit Kat.
What? I love the white chocolate. Oh my
really?
God! Yeah, it's really good. Oh, I like the chocolate
you
too.
Do skew towards white chocolate things.
Racist.
I love white chocolate. I admit it's very racist to me, but I can't help myself.
And then Reese's
peanut
butter.
It's institutionalized in my body. Apparently.
Reese's peanut butter cups, of course, are my overall.
What about Nestle's? I used to love getting Nestle's on Halloween. Those big Nestle bars, Nestle Crunch,
Crackle bars,
frozen. They're really good frozen. Snickers.
Those are Snickers. Baby Ruth. Number one, very basic. Baby Ruth, I don't like because of the whole thing in the pool. Caddyshack.
Really?
Yeah, but I love Butterfinger.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, Butterfinger is great.
Look,
I'm getting hungry.
Compacted in your teeth.
I know. What?
It's kind of gross.
What the hell is that stuff, though?
I don't know.
But it's good.
God, I went to 31 Flavors, Baskin-Robbins and Royal Oak last Saturday night. I was so... first of all, I was starving. I just could not decide what to get. There were so many cool things there. And I ended up getting... They have sundaes. They're called layer sundaes. Have you ever had those?
No.
They actually have... Like, instead of the caramel or the chocolate for a hot fudge sundae, they actually have that stuff in Reese's taste.
Oh.
You get Reese's or Snickers.
Oh.
And then they put put vanilla ice cream on top of that, then a layer of Snickers, actual Snickers.
Oh, my God.
And then more ice cream, and then more Snickers, and then whipped cream.
Wow.
It was so awesome. Oh, my God. Was that good? I want to go over there right now.
Me too. I'll race you.
And I had a Reese's one, too. That's how hungry I was.
That is the best.
God, they were incredible. Yeah. I recommend them highly.
You can't get candy too soon, because then you'll get into it and eat it all before anybody gets to your house. And then
that's a problem.
And then we have a crappy year if it rains, and then I have to eat it all after the fact.
We'll just bring it here.
You can't just throw it away.
No.
Yeah, you can bring it here.
I don't have
the
that
green
willpower.
Room.
Yeah, no. Now we can.
Do you get many trick-or-treaters?
It depends. Some years, a ton, and then some years, none at all. But there are a lot of new kids in the neighborhood now.
I would say in the last 10 years, between West Bloomfield and here in Ferndale, I've probably had 50 trick-or-treaters in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, and nobody comes. Nobody.
Maybe nobody needs candy.
I don't know, you know.
Surprise.
Just would see a few kids, and that's it. I think they do events at their schools and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just guessing. I don't know.
Right.
We get a lot.
Yeah. You do get a lot
Berkeley,
on your street?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Berkeley is so Americana.
It is. It's a perfect city.
America!
We get like the...
It's a perfect city, except for the... It's in the news again now because the was the... the AFW Hall or VFW Hall.
Oh, yeah. They're not showing any games featuring people that disrespect the national anthem.
Disrespected or protested?
Protested.
I saw those guys.
If a team protested the anthem, they will not be showing the football
game. So they're not showing the Lions game?
Yeah, because the Rams have protested.
So then nobody's going to go there because they're going to watch the Lions game somewhere else.
Credit to them. That's the stand they're going to take. So,
yeah.
There were two guys in this discussion, though. Are we sure everybody is in?
Well, I thought they had a resolution for the whole hall that they taped up around the hall.
VFW.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear about the football players who were racially abused by a crowd for kneeling during the national anthem in Pittsburgh? These are like 12-year-old football players.
Uh-huh.
Classy fans. 12-year-olds were subjected to a barrage of abuse, says their coach. Incident at a game at all-black Woodlands Hills Wolverines game in Bethel Park. If the little N-word wants to take a knee, they shouldn't be able to play.
Oh, my God.
I know. Unbelievable. And I guess they were ripping the parents. They wouldn't serve them concessions at the concession stand.
Oh, come
because they
on.
Were the
Assholes.
Parents of the kids who had the audacity to kneel. Now, this is preposterous and ridiculous and embarrassing as hell. But I must say, I really think bringing kids into this whole national anthem thing is just stupid. You tell kids, look, you respect the national anthem, you stand up. If the adults want to do something and they understand it and know about it, that's fine. But you just go play football and respect the anthem, okay?
Why are they playing the anthem in a 12-year-old game? Anyway?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Stupid. I don't
they never
know
did
they
that when
it.
I was 12.
No. I don't know why they played at a pro game. It's stupid. Is it just
they play when you were 12 years old? They played really?
Is it just to simulate that it makes it more like a real game or something?
I get probably.
What's the point?
Well, then they play it over. They play it a taped version usually, and I remember like they used to play it off albums.
Yeah, through the
crackling
through the PA system.
The national anthem would crackle away.
The guy has to hold the microphone up to the
to the speaker. Stupid.
How do they get electricity out to the ball field?
I don't know. Well, they did it. Well, probably from the concession stand or something.
Oh yeah,
a couple of plugs. All right, we're out of here.
See ya.
With Duff tomorrow, Tommy's Bar and Grill, 624 3rd Street in Detroit on Saturday. See ya!